What's going on, y'all? 97.5 The Fanatic, 949, right here, broadcasting from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast, following some preseason hockey. You know, we have sweats, sweatshirts, hoodies, right? Scullies, all the good stuff. It's fall, almost, almost. And that means fall sports. The Flyers, preseason hockey against the Islanders, back-to-back. They lose tonight, 3-2. Back with my guy, Joe Torti. JT.
I don't know how they're going to respond from this in the fake hockey playoffs, D. I mean, these are tough losses early on
overtime in the season. Overtime.
I mean, it just takes your soul at this point. So
You get last night's game and then you get this one. Overtime to travel back-to-back.
It makes you wonder if they're ready for the preseason postseason. You know what I mean?
Like, are they?
I get the impression that they're not. It looks like they're going to have to wait till the regular season.
Oh, okay.
You know, in order to make something happen.
They're in trouble. they might want to generate some things and get some things going, but hey.
Although, to be fair, being in trouble, that's going around in the city.
That is going around, and that's where we're going. We're going around to the other side, across the street, to the Lincoln Financial Field, and if you want to go across the NovaCare, there's trouble in both buildings occupied by the Philadelphia Eagles. Joe, of course, as we know, tough loss to the Atlanta Falcons, 24-20 Sunday night. Injuries piling up, right? Tim Jernigan, out, foot. DeSean Jackson, out 2 weeks per Tim McManus because of stuff. You thought it was the groin? Nope, it was the abdominal area where he's going to be out for a little bit now for 2 weeks. Jeffrey, not quite sure. It looks like he is a week-to-week type of thing, day-to-day type of thing. They might make a decision, maybe save him until Green Bay because it's such a short week after the Detroit Lions game. But, Joe, coming into week number two, week number three, only 1-1 on the season, and you and D talked about it last night. It's not the end of the world, certainly. Not even close. But could we get a little better start than losing your two tackles that are next to Fletcher Cox, your deep threat who now has an abdominal injury, your other starting wide receiver in Alshon Jeffrey who may or may not be able to go, your other starting receiver in the slot could have won you the game in game number two had he not dropped it and lost it in the lights. I don't know if you heard B. West explain last night how things go in the lights, but say, yeah, sometimes you do see it in the light, but you still should catch it. And just things that are, even after week two, you still don't feel great because Dallas is 2-0. Detroit comes in at 1-0-1, and people are starting to get scared. The defense is not looking great. And I know we're going to get into that side of the football. One area specifically as well, you know how I felt about them before the season started. There's a lot to this team, Joe, in 2 weeks.
Well, we talked about the eye test and how important the eye test was. Looking at Dallas and looking at Philadelphia and looking at Washington, looking all across the league and seeing what the eye test is. And I still hold the opinion, D, that you don't know what a team's going to be until October begins. But there are things that I'm learning, right? I'm learning that, for example, the Los Angeles Rams are on an FU mission to everybody who said that they were going to take a step back. That team looks freaking great. That team looks like the class of the NFC as far as I'm concerned. If it's not them, it's the Dallas Cowboys who have looked great in their first two games. Now, playing the bottom of the barrel teams in the NFC East, got to see some stuff.
But you do what you're supposed to do.
That's exactly it.
Yep.
Take care of business against the teams that you're supposed to take care of business against. That brings us to the Philadelphia Eagles. And the Eagles have passed, in my mind, D, neither the eye test from looking like a dominant NFC contender. They haven't passed the early season, what I call the Chicago Bears test, because it was the Chicago Bears in like the late 2000s, early 2010s that were making the playoffs by default because the NFC North would be so depleted by injuries that they were the only healthy team standing for a long time. They're not passing that test because everybody and their mother is banged up. Freak injuries, you can say that. Dallas Goedert has a history of being injured dating back to college. DeSean Jackson has a history of being injured continuously throughout his NFL career, and you're not going to tell me that you've forgotten already about Alshon Jeffrey's injury history dating back to when he was in Chicago. So it's not something that comes completely out of the blue, and we know about Carson Wentz having to get checked out as well. There is a track record for this. We're kind of hoping that everything stays together, but I'm watching this. First of all, they keep two tight ends. One tight end gets hurt. That means that your power run game is shot. That means that what you try to do...
Did it have to be, though? Could you not adjust where you add an extra tackle maybe out there? Or you're kind of telling what you're going to do.
Right.
But guess what? Stop us. Because we have bigger guys out there, and our scheme, whatever the run scheme might be, just might work. Do it.
Yeah, I don't think it did. I don't think the run scheme did work because I thought
they didn't
were...
do it.
They were committed to the run up to a point. But, like, how many times... can you average 2.3 yards per carry with one tight end in there or a tight end and an extra offensive lineman and then look at your numbers and say, wow, we're averaging like 6 or 7 yards per carry with two tight ends in. Mm-hmm. This thing's just not going to work today.
Sure.
Like, it does make me wonder, D, how well equipped this team is in terms of having the horses. We talked about how talented they are. They are. They are not deep. I don't know if we've ever talked about them being incredibly deep, really, at any position.
We thought they had enough depth, but deep
enough
overall,
depth.
Enough depth.
That's fine. I'll give you that.
Yeah.
But being a deep team where you're just rolling like they were a couple years ago, I don't know if either of us thought that, in particular at a couple positions. One position, maybe, interior defensive line. That depth is gone. Everything is gone. I don't know where Deshaun Hall is. Supposedly, he was the best edge rusher in the preseason for the Eagles.
In the NFL, in the preseason.
Literally gone. I have not seen a thing from him. You've got Jackson out. You've got Jernigan out for a long time. I currently...
Fletcher Cox getting double teamed and still not himself yet.
Yeah.
So he can't beat those like he normally does.
The thing's not working, D. The whole thing is not working. Because as much as I enjoy watching the Carson Wentz heroics and watching the Eagles come back late in games, I can't get past the fact that you shouldn't be there to begin with. I'll give you first quarter in Washington because you're literally being like, oh, this is what it's like to play football again against Atlanta. What in the world? That was the worst half of football I think I've seen Carson Wentz play. Now, I'm not going to crush the guy and say that the guy stinks, but I'm not going to say, oh, man, poor Carson dealing with all the stuff that he was dealing with. I'm like, hold on now. Carson Wentz did or did not throw an interception to a guy who was sitting on his rear end. Did that happen or did that not happen?
That happened.
So, I mean, we've got to be fair about it, and he's got to wear his role in it as well. I don't know if they're set, D. Like, I thought that they were set in terms of talent, and they were just going to get things figured out. I'm not as convinced anymore.
Ah, so you're feeling duped. Based on how you looked at things in the preseason, that 12 number that you threw out there not looking that great anymore.
No.
As we sit here week number 2 getting ready for week number 3 against the Detroit Lions, who are 1-0-1 after the tie with Arizona. They should have won that game, but just ridiculous picket prevent defense,
so
and
bad.
Just so bad. And you saw the same thing with the Eagles and in the game against Washington. That being said, I mean, Joe, it seems like you're trying to say something like, are they who we thought they were?
Well, I'm not willing to go that far yet because they're a talented team. What I'm saying is that I think that a lot of us had this idea that we were just going to kick our feet up on the desk and just, you know, wake me up when the Super Bowl rolls around. At this point, I'm seeing teams making moves and making changes and trying to shake things up. I'm thinking that the Eagles should be involved in this kind of action.
Well, we talked about, of course, Jadeveon Clowney and Clowney not being a member of the Eagles. He's in Seattle. You missed that. Do you blame Howie? You say no, because Howie's track record says he does stuff. He at least gets his name in there. He talks to the people to try to figure things out if it's going to work out for him to throw some things in there and get involved and maybe possibly land that particular player.
Sure.
Then Minkah Fitzpatrick, as you're doing the show last night, that ball drops where he is now in Pittsburgh. Why does Pittsburgh do that? Because, well, they still feel like, hey, it's still early in the season. Even if we don't make it, guess what? We have this guy under control for quite some time. We're going to have to rebuild anyway. We like defense. We know we build around defense here. We have another defensive guy. And now you have this one. So when you talk about the depth and things of that nature that we got into with the Birds overall during the start of the season, preseason, and on and on and on. You know, Ty Lazulius producing knows, the people out there who knows, when we talked about this stuff with this football team, Joe, you know I did not like the secondary, specifically the corners, because I like Malcolm Jenkins, and I'm a big Rodney McLeod supporter, as you know.
Yes, of course.
They don't look good.
No.
Just like we talked about, the concerns, they do not look good at all. And Ronald Darby is supposed to be the one that you can trust, but we make sure we set it every time. Ronald Darby is coming off of an ACL.
Mm-hmm.
So while his speed may be back, his speed might be back, and yes, he's trained to have his speed back in game form as well, but game speed, but you still have to go out there and do it.
Sure.
And right now, yes, he's been in position for a couple of interceptions. He had the one last week. This week, good play. Missed one in the week against Washington. Good play. He just didn't catch it.
Right. Yep, he was there.
Yeah. But then you can also point out the bad touchdown to Calvin Ridley. Sort of a jump ball, if you will, because you had him and some help, Ronald Darby. You saw other plays where Ronald Darby was missed. I mean, he just flat out missed and getting beat, Ronald Darby.
Mm-hmm.
We're supposed to trust him to a certain extent. And even in week one, it was, yes, they won. But remember, Ronald Darby is like Asante Samuel. He does not want to tackle anyone.
Right.
Then you have Douglas, Jones, Maddox, who's still playing well. Jones shown some stuff, I guess, right? And Rasul Douglas showing some stuff, I guess. All that talk that they were speaking about on Sunday night of how good he looked against Julio Jones. And then, boom. That screen pass, you can't. Maybe you should have it all drawn up to stop it. You didn't. That being said, there are too many concerns with the cornerbacks, Joe, still, where if the defensive front, with all the questions that you brought up, are supposed to be the thing that really gets this defense rolling, sets the tone, and allows the corners to stick with their receivers as they get to the quarterback and disrupt things, we ask that question. If the offense is not rolling, can the defense hold it down? And when the offense was not rolling in the first half of these two games, the defense was not able to hold it down.
No, nothing
and
was being held down.
The other part that you need to do is stop the wide receivers. Who? Terry McLaurin, big game. Julio Jones, Calvin Ridley, big games. The corners, I think the Eagles are second to last in pass defense already through 2 weeks.
Great. It's really good.
They have to figure out a way to stop these big, big plays from these opposition. And it just so happened, as you bring up, missing out on Clowney and missing out on Fitzpatrick. Fitzpatrick is really good, and you would have loved to have had him.
Of course, yeah.
There's another name out there now that everyone's been talking about today that came out last night, Joe. Jalen Ramsey wants out of Jacksonville.
Mm-hmm.
And as you sit here, as I sit here, as Ty Lazulius sits here, we're here until midnight. You already know what I'm going to say. Go get him.
Yeah.
At whatever cost, go get him. You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEM, Burlington, Philadelphia, Beasley Media Group Station, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studio, only from Comcast, Joe Torti, Devon Givens, Ty Lazulius, here with you until midnight. Jalen Ramsey wants out. We need to see what Howie is doing to get this guy here. Joe Torti, are you with me? He needs to be an Eagle.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely I'm with you. Now, one of the big things is that people look at Minka Fitzpatrick, and I don't think you can take anything from that deal as it relates to Jalen Ramsey, because it's a completely different player, completely different situation. You're talking about a guy who's got 1 year left on his deal versus a guy who's in the second year of his rookie deal. The money is completely different. Like, there's just nothing. There's nothing that's the same about these two deals. So people looked at it and they said, all right, well, it looks like the Steelers pick is going to be a really good pick. It looks like that's going to be a top 10 pick. Maybe top five pick, depending on how bad things go. I don't see it going that badly because, you know, as I saw it, I was like, well, they've lost to New England and Seattle. Like, yeah. That's their 0-2. Meanwhile, yeah. Baltimore's 2-0.
Exactly.
And who have they beaten? Exactly.
Yes.
Like, it's not, they've beaten Miami and Arizona. So, not exactly world beating teams. However, when you look at it, that is not there's nothing to be gained from Jalen Ramsey is going to be worth X more than that or X less than that because it's completely different. You're almost building a deal from scratch. Now, the asking price from Jacksonville has been 2 first-round picks. I think that that's crazy to invest in any player, and certainly a player that's going to get paid mega bucks, and that you're going to have to negotiate a new contract with, et cetera, et cetera. But they can ask for whatever they want. The question becomes, is a first-round pick and a third-round pick, or a first-round pick and a player, is that something that you're comfortable with when it comes to acquiring Jalen Ramsey? And for me, that answer is yes. Like, I'm not giving up 2 ones, but if it's a one and a player, yeah.
I'm absolutely in. And we might even talk. We are talking with the 1 and a 3 because we're talking about the best cornerback in the game, arguably. And what does he do? He bolsters your defense already. You're a Super Bowl contender, we think, already. Yes, it's only 2 weeks, and we're going to talk about the things that have gone on, even though the season is not over. It just got underway. As you said, October is where you really evaluate to see where a team is in the NFL. But it does not take away the analyzing of the games that happen as they happen. And one just happened, and we saw a pattern through 2 weeks where the defense has not looked good enough. The offense still put up 20 points, although there should have been more. The defense gave up 24. The defense also gave up 27 the week before. And once again, second to last in pass defense in the NFL. Something that we did not think that we would attach to the Philadelphia Eagles defense in terms of their overall standing in the league at all. But here we are. And when something like this comes available very early on, if you go out there and you make a move like that in week 2 to get Ronald Darby, you better believe we're going to sit here and say, yes, you go out there in week 3 and you go get Jalen Ramsey. There are not too many times when players like this become available at the top of their position, an all-pro level player, young, and can be here with you for a long time. You've missed when you've drafted. Let's just call it for what it is. Sidney Jones has not worked out yet. Is there still time? Yes. People have lost a lot of patience waiting on Sidney Jones. Avante Maddox, cool, late round pick. Rasul Douglas, still don't know where he is at his best in playing because people still want him to play safety. And Jalen Mills, you got lucky with the 7th-round pick and him being a starting caliber player for you. So what do? You go out there and you get this surefire guy to go along with what you think can be a very good defense with Jenkins and McLeod in the back end, with Ramsey and the others, and then hope that Fletcher Cox rounds into form.
Right.
And you hope that Barnett and Graham can pick it up with Nigel Bradham and Brown in the middle playing their linebacker positions, that this defense turns out to be the defense that most people expected it to be this season, leading to a playoff spot and hopefully a run at another Super Bowl. What do you have to give up, Joe, to get Jalen Ramsey? I'm with you on a first and a player. Easy call. And we're talking about a 1st and a 3rd. All right, let's do it. Let's do it. Because you need a player like that to help things out. And once everyone else starts to come back, the offensive players, and they're healthy, man, I'm feeling good with this guy locking down wherever he is. Okay. Yeah, you got go get Galladay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go get Davante Adams. And week after week after week after week, you stop him.
Right, yeah.
And we're good. And I feel that much better about this defense. I feel that much better about this team. And like we said a bunch of times, maybe the defense will help out the offense as well and give them an opportunity. So Jalen Ramsey available. It's been talked about all day on the station. What are you willing to give up? If it's starting with 2 firsts, number one, we're asking you, are you going to do that? 2 number 1s for Jalen Ramsey, are you going to do that? If you say no, because it is a negotiation, what is your negotiation now where you pivot to? Joe Torti said a 1 and a player. Would you do it? I agree with Joe in saying yes. We want to hear from you and what you're willing to give up for Jalen Ramsey. Or do you not want Jalen Ramsey and say, you know what? Nah, they'll be fine eventually. We'll be okay. 610-632-0975. And should we take it easy? It's only week 2. Is this team who you thought they were? Is there more time to get things together? Certainly. So we want to know how you feel after week 2. Do you feel a lot of people out there panicking after looking at a 1-1 start. Joe, remember when people were talking about, oh, if you go 2-2, that's not a bad start. Green Bay, right?
Yeah, Atlanta, a lot of people predicted that, actually.
That's not a bad start. But it's also, how did you get there?
Yes.
How did it happen? Well, the injuries have happened, and your quarterback took a shot, and your wide receiver, who was upset from not getting enough touches in week number one, had an opportunity to win the game. He did not.
Yeah.
Things like that.
Well, he got a touch on it.
He got a touch.
I mean, to be fair.
Now, he did make a great catch later on, but it didn't matter. Unless you scored again and redeemed yourself, it did not matter.
Yeah.
It did not matter.
I try not to snarky tweet, you know, when the games are going on, just because I'm emotionally charged, you know. And I'm like, I don't know if I'll see this. But I think it was on Sunday Night Football, they were tweeting back, or maybe it was somebody else, Nelson Aguilar redeems himself after that catch.
Who said that?
My immediate reaction was, no, he didn't.
No, he didn't.
No, he did not. Did that catch win the game?
Did it result in six?
Yeah, did that catch win the game or not?
No, he did not. No, he did not. 610-632-0975. A lot to get into as we start things off talking about the Eagles. And, yes, it's only week number two. They are 1-1. They are nowhere near out of it. However, man, things are troublesome after 2 weeks where we have a lot to talk about. How do you feel about this team? Are you okay with them still being at 1-1? It's not a big deal. 610-632-0975. And Jalen Ramsey, what are you doing? What are you willing to give up? Joe Torti and I are here with you until midnight trying to figure out, trying to pick your brain on what you would want to do. Tyler Zuli is producing. We'll get his thoughts as well. Once again, 610-632-0975. Let's start things off in Philly, though. Joe, with Ramin, right here on 97.5. What's up, Mean?
Ramin, you with us?
Yes, yes. Hello?
What's up, man?
Hello?
Yo.
Hello.
You can hear me?
Yeah. Yeah, we can hear you. Yeah, man.
Okay. Hey, listen, right? We 1-1, right? And, Philadelphia fans make me mad, man, due to the fact now and everybody, they garbage, they this and they that. Listen, we didn't have our starting receivers, right? And basically, pretty much, Nelson Aguilar, I don't care how football happens any given Sunday, right? Nelson Aguilar messed that money up. Like you just said, I don't care if he caught the long bomb on fourth down. That one play right there, when the ball was in his hand, that was the game.
Mm-hmm.
Just like Julio Jones, when Julio Jones caught that pass, that was the game. But when I'm looking at from a standpoint of, when I look at us, right, I got sidetracked myself because I'm looking at our offense, and I looked at our offense and said, oh, no, we got a Super Bowl winning offense. But when I looked at our defense, right, our defense, you got to remember, our pass rush, we lost our best two pass rushes. And Michael Bennett and Chris Long, regardless of what anybody say, I know we're trying to project that Barnett's going to be this good pass rusher, you know, them other guys. But Michael Bennett had, like 8 sacks?
Yes.
9 sacks, right? Graham never had that many sacks in a season, right?
I think he had 9.5 1 year.
1 year. 1 year. But we talking about a prolific pass rusher.
Yes.
Chris Long was our second, consistently our second best pass rusher. So when you missing them things and then Fletcher Cox playing at the level he was playing at last year, right, that's what helped the secondary out. Now, when you don't have them, right, you got to up your secondary. And it's a no-brainer. I'm giving up a 1-3 and you can get a player. Because right? You ain't going to get nobody. And how we going to pick in a draft? We probably pick like 20-something in the draft, right?
Yes.
You're not going to get no Jalen Ramsey. Not at no 24-year-old. Like, he's 24 right now, right? It's a no-brainer. You can have a 1-3 and I give you Goddard, right? I'm listening to earlier people talking about, no, I wouldn't give up Goddard. Like, what is the other tight end there for? Like, we're not running no – our offense ain't based upon two tight ends.
How do you know?
No, it's not.
How do you know?
Because you know why? Because before then, we didn't have. Remember when Sullick was there, right? Was Sullick the pass catcher with Ertz?
No, of course
Sullick
not.
Sullick was in there just for. He was in there strictly for blocking purposes. And we won it. Just with that. With our receiving core, a good running game, it showed how we won it. Right? So, I don't think Goddard is that viable for us not to even want to give him up. to say no to a deal like that. If they wanted a 1-3 and got it, would you turn that down for
Ramin, thanks for the call, man. You're speaking Joe Torty's language now, because when we speak about the possible best tight end on the Eagles, sometimes, again, Joe goes with the Goddard is better than Ertz.
Yeah.
So
he does. He whispers it. He says he's cheaper.
So Joe, that player, the one in the player, is that one and Goddard?
Okay. Just quick question.
Okay.
How did the offense look without Goddard in there? And forget the pass game, the run game. How did it look?
It did not look good.
It looked really bad.
Yes.
Okay.
Because to your point, Doug Peterson bases his offense two tight end sets with the 12 personnel being able to not only run, but have those two leak out as receivers and catch passes. And, of course, as we saw on that play that Zach Ertz caught the ball for the first down but was short, Dallas Goedert gets yards after the catch.
He might still be going.
He might
take that to the house.
He might.
Now, I don't hate Zach Ertz. I think everybody's run a bad route in the NFL at some point. Like, that's just the way it goes.
Yes.
But
he has to get to the sticks. Go ahead.
I don't agree that two tight ends might not be the Eagles' offense, because that might be their thing. That this year, the reason that you didn't have Brent Celek catching passes is because Brent Celek was freaking done by the time the Eagles were ready to win the Super Bowl. And you did have a completely different offensive setup. You did. I will give you that 100%. Now you don't know what your offense looks like. And before you sell me, oh, just wait, it's early, the team's going to be healthy, they've just got these nicks and injuries and blah, 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 blah. They still don't know what's wrong with Jalen Mills, okay? Jalen Mills, how long was that injury supposed to be? 4 weeks?
Yeah.
And Jalen Mills is not going to play this month.
We have no idea.
We have no idea, okay? So, first of all, it's the NFL. Don't tell me that people get healthier. The day that you show up on the field, day one, week one, is the healthiest that you're going to be all season. Practice is grueling. The travel's grueling. The games, it's like being in a car wreck all the time. You're just sitting on the sidelines. You're not going to get healthier than you were week one,
right?
That just never happens.
No.
So you might be well enough to play, but you're not going to be your healthiest or 100%. What you do have is you have Goddard and Ertz. Goddard's been a little dinged up, but you don't get the impression that that is something long-term, even though it appears that nobody who got hurt is going to play on Sunday. That's like the most recent thing that I've seen. Now, there's a lot of time between now and Sunday, but that's what I keep seeing is no Alshon, no Goddard, no DeSean Jackson. They better have a plan for what's going on Sunday. It seems premature if we're going to say, oh, it's 2 weeks in, don't panic. It seems premature to me to be like, you don't know that two tight ends is the offense for this, or that two tight ends is not the offense that the Eagles are
going
to
run. Know it's a big part
their
offense, because they only kept two.
Yeah, and those two.
610-632-0975. And if he is not available, what do they do? Do they go Perkins? Do they try to go get Perkins and bring him back? Is he on a practice squad? I don't even know if Perkins is on a practice squad for the Philadelphia Eagles, Joshua Perkins, and that you would hear last year, Joe, really good pass catcher, and the Eagles like him a lot. And while you need the blocking, you're also going to need an extra receiver if Goddard, Jeffrey, Jackson are not available against Detroit, who is coming in saying, you know what, we're 1-0-1, we have not lost, no need for us to go in here and lose to this team that has lost their weapons, they're depleted a little bit, let's take advantage of this now, because maybe they did, you go into every game thinking you can win, but realistically, right? We know if we're projecting out, when we say those two losses in the first four for the Eagles, it's against the Falcons and the Packers, not Washington and Detroit.
Yeah.
Not at all. So Detroit's going to come in here and try to take advantage of a situation, a beat-up Eagles team, and improve the 2-0-1 and stay undefeated. 610-632-0975. How do you feel about the Birds right now? Jalen Ramsey, what will you give up for that talented corner, young, talented corner for your Philadelphia Eagles? Tyree in Northeast. What's up, Tyree?
What's going on, folks?
Ty, what's going on?
What's going on, man?
So, I hear you. I'm willing to give up 2 first-round picks for Jalen, because at the end of the day, the end goal is to win the Super Bowl. So, both in first-round picks, hopefully, God willing, you know, would be the 32nd pick, maybe the 32nd pick next year, and then next year maybe the 25th or whatever. But I say this to y'all. Everybody talks about, oh, Darby's bad to stand in third. You, five is greater than four, correct? Like, math is always right. Five is greater than four. Am I right about that?
Right.
So when people, like, you can't have cornerbacks sticking people for 5 seconds in the NFL. We're literally handicapping Fletcher Cox is an animal, but does he have to face a double team every week? And then God forbid if they keep a running back in, or they keep a tight end and chip somebody. Now you got six blocking four. So when we talk about our secondary and we beat them up and Darby gets burnt and this, that, and the third, like, count, like, the average NFL play is 2.3 seconds. I'm sitting there watching Matt Ryan back there drinking a Mai Tai, having all the time in the world because, you know, Schwartz decides not to blitz. And then on Sunday, he did change up and he started blitzing. But I remember we brought in Nnamdi Asomugha. We brought in Byron Maxwell. We brought in all these guys. And again, nobody looks at this scheme and what our coaches, what our defensive coordinators are running. So you can't tell me, like, I told people Byron Maxwell was never a shutdown corner because Seattle don't play man-to-man. They don't play man-to-man because Richard Sherman runs a 4.5 40. Byron Maxwell ran like a 4.4 40. These guys aren't shutdown corners. It's the scheme that they're in. Not only that, they got phenomenal linebackers underneath them. I keep telling people with the Eagles and the defense, we got one good linebacker, and that's Nigel Bradt. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody puts all this. Like, I was watching the one game, and, you know, people are getting on, like, why are we giving up all this in the middle of the field? Now, Malcolm Jenkins, he comes down in the box sometimes. It was in the Redskins game. We're playing a quarter. We're playing cover four. Malcolm Jenkins is supposed to be roaming the middle of that field and knocking anything down over the middle. We don't have playmakers. Like, we put a lot in Philadelphia on our cornerbacks, but people don't even ask what coverages they're looking at, what scheme we're in, what we're running. And we just start dumping on guys like Darby and you know, Sidney Jones and all that. But then, not only that, Jim Schwartz tells these guys, and when we first got Jim Schwartz, he wanted these guys 8-9 yards off the ball, but to go forward and be aggressive. No wonder we're going for pump fakes and double moves, because the scheme is flawed. So when I hear, but don't get me wrong, I would love to get a Jalen Ramsey, but do we have another press cover corner like Jacksonville has with A.J. Bouye and to match him? No. I don't know. You know what I mean? So when people, like, don't get me wrong, we can add Jalen Ramsey, and that's going to make our defense a hell of a lot better. But at the end of the day, what is the scheme going to be? Is Jim Schwartz actually going to succumb and start trying to, you know, work the blitz in, or is he going to keep playing that picket defense? Because last year, to me, the problem to me was the picket defense and all the zone. Because at the end of the day, the year we won the Super Bowl, we only gave up fourth and downs. Last year, going into, like, week 7 or 8, teams were 8 for 10 on fourth down at fourth and plus 10. So that's a problem to me. So when people keep saying, like, I'm just saying, think about how much money we dumped into Byron Maxwell and Nnamdi Asomugha because they were press cover corners. But we had, I can't remember the coordinator when we got Asomugha. I want to say it was Todd Bowles. And then, I don't think it was Todd Bowles. It might have been Todd Bowles the year after that. But I know Billy Davis was the D coordinator. Yep. And he didn't like the blitz either. He was just like Jim Schwartz. So when we, like, and then now what happens? What happens if we go out and get Jalen Ramsey, and then they put Jalen Ramsey in the same scheme, and then Jalen Ramsey starts getting beat?
Is, well, I mean, to your point, Tyree, they just don't have enough talent overall, right? And the defensive line has gotten depleted, so that pass rush likely isn't improving. There aren't edge rushers that are for sale, right?
So, you're right about that, but I necessarily don't believe that we don't have the talent, because people, like, prime example, everybody gets on Darby, right? Didn't Darby end a couple games in that 2017 run to get to the playoffs to be the first team? I specifically remember Christmas night thinking, oh my God, Derek Carr and Amari Cooper are going to go down the field. And Ronald Darby comes out of nowhere, picks the ball off, game's over. Mm-hmm. Like, people feel like we can't, just like people are dunking on Nelson Aguilar about dropping the pass in the end zone. That was a bad ball. I'm sorry. Like, yeah, he got his hands on it. You see how high that dude jumped? He's our number three receiver playing at the one because our number one and number two went down. I give, like, the one thing about the Eagles that I got to say, Doug Peterson is a phenomenal coach, because the whole, like, I'm not even mad that we're 1-1 right now, considering all the players that we lost. I'm shocked, you know, half of them didn't go into concussion protocol and never came back out. But for what they did, for what went on Sunday with all those injuries, and we really lost that game by a drop pass hit, I was mad at Nelson Aguilar, but I'm also not going to beat him up, because I remember that guy making a couple crucial catches in that Super Bowl that got us down there.
Absolutely. You know, like, yeah, no, man, we got that. No, Todd, thanks for the call, man. We got to keep it moving. But, no, we know all of that. And as we talk about in the moment, number one, while we say all this stuff, we still say it is only week number two. And they can redeem themselves, and so can Ronald Darby. We do give him the caveat, Joe, of He's coming back from the ACL.
Of course,
yeah. We bring that up. And we bring up the fact that people may have lost the patience for Sidney Jones. Still has the talent. But if he's the one that has to go in that trade, if Jacksonville says, you know, we'll take a shot, then, you know, so long. That's just how it goes. I understand the whole Nnamdi Asomugha and Byron Maxwell and all of that. And I would only put Nnamdi in the conversation with Jalen Ramsey at that time as being the top. Byron
sure.
Maxwell.
Nobody really thought that he was the top corner. He was just the top available guy.
Yes. And when you're desperate the way the Eagles were, you give him whatever, what was like $66 million or whatever it was.
Crazy.
So you go there and you do it. In this case, Jalen Ramsey, you go out there and do it. And Tyree said it. He'll give up anything for Jalen Ramsey because he is that good. But the others are potentially good enough maybe to help get things done. The pass rush is not getting there. Let's see how they pick things up. 610-632-0975. Joe Torre, Devon Givens with you until midnight talking Eagles. Jalen Ramsey, how you feeling? What do you do? Do you give up anything for Ramsey? Right here on The Fanatic.
Joe Torre on 97.5 The Fanatic. 97.5 The Fanatic celebrates the return of our favorite Green Birds and football. $5K a day big green giveaway.
Yes!
5 times each weekday, you'll have a chance to win $1,000.
Everyone who enters has a shot at $10,000.
Weekdays at 8 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., 4 p.m., and 6 p.m. 97.5 The Fanatic will announce a Philly special keyword.
Woo!
You'll have up to 15 minutes to enter the keyword on the Fanatic app.
Oh my gosh. Or at 97.5thefanatic.com.
This is a Beasley Media Group nationwide contest. Rules at 97.5thefanatic.com. 97.5 The Fanatic's 5K a day big green giveaway.
Presented by the New Parks Casino Sportsbook app. Download in the App Store or click parkscasino.com/PA and use promo code GREEN. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jason Martinez here for Window Nation, and it is back to school time. And to help you get educated about Window Nation, they're offering instruction on supply and demand. Yeah, beat the fall rush because Window Nation has extra capacity right now, so lock in the lowest pricing before the demand even goes up. With Window Nation's back to school sale, you get 2 free windows for every 2 windows you buy. Wood or vinyl styles, buy 4, get 4 free, buy 8, get 8 free. There's no limit. Get an A-plus in savings and receive 0% interest for 18 months. That's like a free ride until 2021. Now think of all the money you'll be saving. Use it towards your kids' books, clothes, backpacks, shoes, or maybe even treat yourself. When it comes to windows, they're first in class. Trust me, I know. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com and get 2 free windows for every 2 you buy. Buy 4, get 4 free, no limit. Plus, receive 0% interest until 2021. That's 18 months. Do a little homework today and get your windows installed before the cold arrives and save big during Window Nation's back-to-school sale. Call today at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com and tell them Jason sent you.
Are you an adult whose life is being affected by the symptoms of ADHD? ADHD is a condition that generally develops during childhood, but for the millions of adults who never received a diagnosis as a child, adult ADHD continues to affect their daily lives. Are you restless and easily bored? Do you suddenly jump from one task to the other and find it difficult to finish what you've started? If you're between 18 and 55, and this all sounds a little too familiar, you may be interested in being part of a research study testing an investigational drug for adult ADHD. All participants in this research study will be seen by a research doctor and receive the study drug plus all study-related procedures at no cost and be eligible for reimbursement for study-related travel. If you have ADHD or think you may have ADHD, call the Center for Emotional Fitness at 866-DOC-LEON to learn more and see if this research study is right for you. That number again, 866-DOC-LEON, 866-DOC-LEON.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare contracts, and in the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sound crazy? The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare contract, you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit, 800-798-4545. That's 800-798-4545. 800-798-4545.
Are you or someone you love one of the nearly 1 million Americans living with Parkinson's disease? There is no known cure, but you have the power to help change that by participating in a clinical trial. The Michael J. Fox Foundation will help you get started. Visit MichaelJFox.org/participant pack to download the new Parkinson's Trial Participant Pack. It's free and available right now. That's MichaelJFox.org/participant pack. Visit today.
Dell semi-annual sale is officially on. You now have the rare chance to get the latest Dell and Alienware computers with Intel Core processors at 17% off, a discount usually reserved just for Dell employees. Shop a wide selection of leading-edge Dell and Alienware monitors and more, all with free shipping. Call 800-BUY-DELL or go to Dell.com/semi-annual sale to enjoy huge, limited-time employee savings. That's 800-BUY-DELL.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents. When generic insurance takes hold, one handsome man and one flightless bird are teaming up to save the world. Money. Their message? Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need. Their mission? Savings. Their relationship? Best friends. Say hello to Liberty Mutual's new spokes team. Doug.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
One of Philly's largest brewery restaurants, Craft Hall, has an indoor playground, multiple TVs and projectors, games for adults and kids, and a full menu featuring local ingredients. Bring the whole family to watch the birds this season. Enjoy Sunday football, food and beer specials, $10 pitchers, green wings, and the famous 2-foot roast pork sandwich that's perfect for sharing. Location at 901 Delaware Avenue in Northern Liberties with free parking. What more do you need? CraftHallPhilly.com.
Looking for a new Toyota, Nissan, Mazda, Mitsubishi, Buick, or GMC? Then the Peruzzi Auto Group is for you. Because only Peruzzi has amazingly low prices on every vehicle we have. Visit Peruzzi.com. Our business is you.
This is the craftiest play of the week, brought to you by Craft Hall.
The Birds were hampered by injuries that took out receivers DeSean Jackson and Alshon Jeffrey this past Sunday night, forcing them to go with backups Mac Collins and J.J. Arcega-Whiteside much of the game. A sluggish game turned thrilling in the final minutes. The Falcons squandered a 17-6 lead, falling behind for the first time when Carson Wentz dove over from the one with 3:13 left and then connected on a 2-point conversion pass to give the Eagles a 20-17 edge. On 4th-and-3 at the Falcons 46, Julio Jones dropped behind the line to haul in Matt Ryan's short pass and got just enough of a pick from fellow receiver Mohamed Sanu to take out cornerback Rasul Douglas, and Jones went on for the TD.
That was the craftiest play of the week, brought to you by Craft Hall. Watch the Birds all season long at Craft Hall in Philly.
.1032, 97.5 The Fanatic. Joe Torty, Devon Givens with you until midnight. An abbreviated show for us this evening following Flyers preseason hockey falling in overtime. Joe, 3-2 to the Islanders. Yes, hockey is back. What do you think?
An AHL team took an NHL team to overtime. That's what I think about preseason.
Well, they played back-to-back. They got all the secrets.
I guess so. Yeah, I guess the sauce is out now.
Yes.
But yeah, looking forward to regular season hockey. It's going to be a fun year for the Flyers.
How do you really feel about them real fast before we get to everybody on the phone? 610-632-0975. We know it's a rebuilding year, but they have, Joe, a nice mix of veterans to go along with the young group that they also have.
Well, D, the thing that makes me happy from the Flyers' perspective is that they got their business taken care of. They got Ivan Provorov signed in, and of course they locked in Travis Konechny as well. Those are the two things that were kind of hanging over the organization, and you know, now people are thinking, okay, the season's right here. Are you going to get this done? They finally did. So you're right, a building year to be sure, but they've spent some money in free agency, found a goalie, took care of their restricted free agents. Flyers did what they were supposed to do. Pretty psyched about it.
Well, they get underway on the 4th, I believe it is, of October, the season opener against Chicago. Is that correct? I believe that's correct.
That sounds right.
In Europe.
Yes. That's what it is. Yes, it's in Europe. Yes.
2 o'clock start. Yes, 2 o'clock start. Nice. So it's creeping up on us. A couple of weeks. About 2 weeks away. How about that? 610-632-0975.
Got to send you internationally to go. Take in your game.
Yeah. All right. Let's go.
Yeah, you'd
cover
go.
Some hockey.
Yeah, you go out yeah. that way?
I'll go out that way.
Oh, it's on a Friday.
I'll go out that way. We can do that.
It's on a Friday.
It's on a Friday.
At 2 o'clock p.m.
Yeah, because their time is Europe time.
But our time, our time, it's 2 o'clock p.m. on a Friday.
So it's going to be on during Mike's show.
This is, yes, the connection has been made. Yes. Hmm.
So we'll be following Flyers hockey post-game.
Post-game coverage extended.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what we'll do.
We'll do that.
Just 5 hours of Flyers, I think. I mean, you have to when in Europe at that point.
Might as well.
Unless something happens with Jalen Ramsey here, of course.
Well, we hope that happens. We hope that happens soon. What are you willing to give up to get Jalen Ramsey? 610-632-0975. By the way, Philly West at DHawk43 jumps in and says, yo, Devon, Eagles sign Alex Ellis,
yeah,
tight end,
49ers
from the
guy.
Practice squad earlier today. And yeah, my bad. I heard that earlier and did not allow that to, you know,
I mean,
register because it is Alex Ellis.
It's kind of inconsequential. But so I don't know that Tyree was really, you know, picking up what I was saying, because I agree. Like, you can't ask people to cover for 5 seconds. Like, I understand that. That's a difficult, like, paper route for anybody. However, like I said, there's not pass rushers that you have available. You're
yes.
banged up defensive tackle-wise. You don't have options to upgrade there. You do have options to upgrade the secondary, and I would say yes, while it is difficult for anyone to cover for 5 seconds, I will say that it'll be easier for Jalen Ramsey, or more expected for Jalen Ramsey to cover for 5 seconds every once in a while, as opposed to Sidney Jones or Ronald Darby. Right, so I understand the point that, like, yeah, the pass rush is the most important engine on this defensive scheme, to be sure. We're on plan B at this point, friends. Like, the way that it's worked, you have the injuries up front. You're not getting the pressure that you anticipated. You're not generating the sack numbers that you have in the past. So, therefore, the secondary becomes more important than it's ever been. Newsflash, I don't think we were all wrong about Patrick Robinson, okay? I don't think Patrick Robinson was anything special before or since, but he was in a position to succeed because the pass rush was there. Now the pass rush isn't there. You've got to help them a little bit. You've got to find guys who can cover a little bit longer than you would normally be expected so that your guys can get home. It's not just the pass rush determines how well the secondary can play. It's a symbiotic relationship, and the secondary, for once, has to start holding up their end of the bargain and helping out because the defensive line needs them.
Know where I am. You know how I feel. And I felt this way for a while with the secondary. Nothing has changed. And Tyree made some great points and made some really good ones in behalf of the Eagles secondary. Although he once again said he would look to improve by adding Jalen Ramsey. This opportunity does not always come to you, so go out there and get that done. 610-632-0975. What are you willing to give up? Drew in Westchester with us next on the Fanatic. Hey, Drew.
Hey, guys. What's going on, Devon, Joe? How are you tonight?
How you
hey,
doing,
man?
I'm doing good. Just so basically two things. One about the Eagles moving forward. I mean, I'm not too panicked yet. I mean, I fully expected them to win in that game versus Atlanta, to be honest, and the fact that they came up short. Without, you know, the players they had, it doesn't really surprise me. I mean, it's kind of, you know, the fact that we were actually even in that game, you know, was a attribute to them and, you know, as a team in itself. But as far as the Ramsey situation goes, I would definitely give up a one for him. And I'm even thinking maybe like a one in like Sudfeld maybe. But I definitely wouldn't do two ones or anything further than that. But I was just reading something that said, you know, one in Sudfeld might get it done. So just kind of throwing that out there.
Sudfeld?
I hadn't read that. But
I think I was on Bleacher.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Yeah, it's possible. Drew, to be honest, based on the way the trades have been going in the NFL for the last 2 years, like any idea that I have about what actual trade value is or should be is totally out the window. So I can't be like, oh, yeah, that's ridiculous. I would just think if you are them, you look at who they've traded away in the holes that they've created, right? They're looking for tackles. They're looking for all kinds of different pieces. And Jacksonville has made moves. They just traded for a quarterback, though. So it does make you wonder, you know, how they feel about Josh Dobbs relative to Nate Sudfeld. I would think that they think that that's kind of a wash.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I forgot that he made that move. So, right on. Yeah, but, I mean, definitely I would make some type of deal if we could make it. Just, I think 2 ones is a little bit pricey. But like was the other guy was saying, you know, if you give up a one, you know, hopefully it's a high, you know, or high level.
Yeah, because you're a Super Bowl contender, Super Bowl winner, possibly. Right. Drew, thanks for the call, man. Because yeah, and you do. I mean, look, you say two, and it sounds crazy, right? You give up two number ones, but Tyree wasn't wrong in thinking that the Eagles are going to be in the 20s. So you can have that conversation. It's a real conversation.
Even if they're not it's okay to say they're bad at drafting. They're not good at drafting anyway.
I was getting there, too.
regardless of where they're picking. Too. You know, they're good at trading.
That's why when you said a 1 and 3, I'm like, all right, because the 1 sometimes is really up in the air, and the 3, we have no idea.
Crapshoots.
Because they are not that great at drafting, period. Yeah. Yeah, 610-632-0975. Feelings about the Birds right now? Are we overreacting a little bit after week number 2? Because, hey, this team is not really all the way together. They are super injured at this point of the season. Unexpectedly, of course, injuries happen. But, man, they hit them all at once in the Atlanta game. We know about Malik Jackson in game number 1, Kamuk Rouge-Hill early on. But, my goodness, looking at how things are with the Birds, are you saying, all right, we can still relax? Well, you can get it off your chest while still feeling good about your football team. 610-632-0975. And Jalen Ramsey, what are you willing to give up? Brian, we got you first when we get back. Donald as well. Everybody else, we have full lines. People dropped off. If you want to jump in, feel free. 610-632-0975. We're here until midnight right here on The Fanatic.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Have you been denied credit? Are you paying high interest rates because of a low credit score? Join the thousands of people who've relied on CreditRepair.com to help rebuild their credit score.
I went to get my first car. I had to get a used car, high interest, and so I knew that things were done from there.
For over 15 years, we've helped thousands with their search for solutions to credit issues. We communicate with you, your creditors, and the credit bureaus with a unique approach designed to remove items like late payments, collections, charge-offs, liens, bankruptcy, and foreclosures that are unfair or inaccurate.
And I've gone up 40 points already.
There are many services offering to tell you your credit score and even monitor it for you. But what good is just knowing your credit score when what you really need is to fix it? Credit Repair members see a significant improvement in their credit scores month after month. Call now to get your no-obligation credit consultation, including your free credit score and free summary credit report. Don't delay. Call 800-352-3953. That's 800-352-3953. 800-352-3953.
Listen up, Philadelphia area. Are you interested in making active and passive income each month flipping real estate tax liens? Then listen to this. The ProSource Tax Lien Company is offering a free tax lien flip kit, which contains educational videos and a step-by-step report that will show you how to earn government-regulated returns up to 18% that are secured by real estate. Plus, see how you can access tax lien inventory not available to the public. So if you want to become a real estate investor without swinging a hammer or being a landlord, then text OFFER to 31,000 now to get your free tax lien flip kit and get ready to learn how to flip tax liens and acquire houses well below wholesale prices with great profit potential, all from home working part-time. Text OFFER to 31,000 right now to get your free tax lien investor kit plus 2 free tickets to a live training event, which includes a free smartwatch just for attending. Text OFFER to 31,000. That's OFFER to 31,000 for your free tax lien kit now. Individual results may vary.
Hey, it's Jason Martinez here for Window Nation, and it is back to school time. And to help you get educated about Window Nation, they're offering instruction on supply and demand. Yeah, beat the fall rush, because Window Nation has extra capacity right now, so lock in the lowest pricing before the demand even goes up. With Window Nation's back to school sale, you get 2 free windows for every 2 windows you buy. Wood or vinyl styles, buy 4, get 4 free, buy 8, get 8 free. There's no limit. Get an A-plus in savings and receive 0% interest for 18 months. That's like a free ride until 2021. Now think of all the money you'll be saving. Use it towards your kids' books, clothes, backpacks, shoes, or maybe even treat yourself. When it comes to windows, they're first in class. Trust me, I know. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com and get two free windows for every two you buy. Buy four, get four free, no limit. Plus, receive 0% interest until 2021. That's 18 months. Do a little homework today and get your windows installed before the cold arrives and save big during Window Nation's back-to-school sale. Call today at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com and tell them Jason sent you.
When you get hurt on the job, it can honestly be scary, not knowing if or when you'll get paid next, or whether you'll receive proper medical care to get back on your feet again. When you're hurt on the job, your insurance company's goal is to save money, so they'll do anything to get you less compensation. Hi, my name is Justin Cohen. At Cotler, Hernandez & Cohen, we understand the predatory nature of insurance companies, and it's why we live by this motto, we put people first. At Cotler, Hernandez & Cohen, we fight to get you the payments and medical benefits you deserve. With 14 full-time attorneys, a multilingual staff, we don't get paid unless you get paid. Listen, even if you think you received everything you're owed, there could be money and benefits you're not receiving because we didn't look over your claim. Get the compensation you deserve and call Cotler, Hernandez, and Cohen today. 866-LAW-NJ or peoplefirstlawyers.com. That's peoplefirstlawyers.com. Cotler, Hernandez, and Cohen. We put people first.
Guys, you're not alone. Half of all men have ED. Get your sex life back with Gainswave at Philadelphia Urology Associates. Gainswave is a safe 20-minute medical treatment that breaks up blockages and repairs blood vessels. There are no shots or pills ever with Gainswave, and it's available at Philadelphia Urology Associates. For more info and to save $150 on your Gainswave treatment, text the word CURE, C-U-R-E, to 797979. That's CURE to 797979.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents. When generic insurance takes hold, one handsome man and one flightless bird are teaming up to save the world. Money. Their message? Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need. Their mission? Savings. Their relationship? Best friends. Say hello to Liberty Mutual's new spokes team. And Doug.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
Kraft Hall is one of Philly's largest brewery restaurants in Northern Liberties with an indoor playground and games. It's the perfect place to watch the birds this season with free parking and Sunday game specials. For more info, visit crafthallphilly.com.
Jason Stark plays on one station in Philly. 97.5. The Fanatic.
.47 here, 97.5 The Fanatic, Joe Torre, Devon Givens, 610-632-0975. Joe, some changes in the NFC East as well, up to Turnpike. Get into that a little bit as well. Your guy jumping in there, maybe a little bit sooner than we expected.
Took him long enough, though. Sooner than we expected, but it took him.
Took him long enough. Yeah, 610-632-0975. Brian in Northeast wants to talk about the injuries to the Birds right now. What's up, Brian?
Right. What's going on, guys?
What's going on,
hey, man? Brian, how are you, man?
Brian, how are you, man? I tried to tell you guys. I warned you. I told you the passing game was going to get us, and we can talk about the injuries all we want, but Julio Jones and Calvin Ridley were just, I mean, Calvin Ridley broke for that one play, but we just couldn't stop them. And we didn't have a pass rush. We didn't have guys that could stay with the receivers. And that was my biggest fear. But I guess looking forward, now that we know that looks like Jackson and Jeffrey will probably miss some time, I think the Eagles have to pivot to more of a short passing game. And it would have worked, in my opinion, a lot better against the Falcons cover three defense. You know, a lot more underneath stuff is available. And unfortunately, we weren't able to take advantage of that. And obviously, you know, injuries do play a part in that. But I also wanted to talk about what I would give up for Jalen Ramsey. I think two first round picks is pretty steep, but you got to be willing, I think, to give up at least a first-round pick. They'll probably want at least one of our corners. I would assume probably Sidney Jones first just because of age and pedigree, and then maybe Ronald Darby. But if you get Ramsey into the mix, I mean, you don't have to worry about going cover zero. I mean, you could just say, okay, Jalen Ramsey, you're going to guard. Amari Cooper, you're going to guard. whoever the top receiver on the other team is, and you can play a little bit more zone. And that's the problem. We've been trying to play zone, and we can't do it because we have no pressure. So then we send people and we play man defense, and if the pressure doesn't get there, then next thing you know, Terry McLaurin's catching a touchdown. Then Calvin Ridley's catching a touchdown. And Julio Jones is catching a touchdown. So it comes down to, at the end of the day, you don't get a guy like Jalen Ramsey that's available. I look back at Darrell Revis being traded. He had that one season in Tampa Bay after he tore his ACL. He goes to the Patriots. They lost the AFC Championship the year before because Aqib Talib got hurt against the Broncos' high-powered offense. They get Darrell Revis the next year. What happens? They go and win the Super Bowl. So I'm all aboard the Jalen Ramsey train. If you have to give up two firsts, I don't
But thanks for the call, man. It's big time stuff there.
Had the radio cranked.
Yeah.
Got to get that down, man.
You don't want to, but again, if you have to, you have to. Now, it may not even take that much just because of what you said, Joe. That's the starting point for them asking that. And how much does that normally really play out the way that they want? It doesn't. It doesn't always work that
way.
And
it depends on... this guy's complicated, Jalen Ramsey. I would venture that it's possible that this return is less than the Minkah Fitzpatrick return.
Why so?
Because this guy's not cost controlled.
Yes.
He's got one more year left on his deal as opposed to being in year two of a potential 5-year deal if you want.
And he's going to get paid.
He's going to get paid a lot. Like him or don't like him, and I like him, there's a perception now that he could potentially be a problem. If he's going to be a problem in Jacksonville, why wouldn't he be a problem here, wherever here happens to be?
Probably because they'll be winning.
Well, it depends, right? Because, I mean, teams that aren't winning now might be trying to win by getting him. Is he only going to go to the Patriots or the Chiefs or the Ravens?
No.
Which, by the way, I think that the Patriots and the Ravens are the two best spots for him in terms of the history of bringing in quote-unquote problem or big players and then having them not be problems anymore. Kansas City is super willing to bring in problem players. It's never worked. They haven't managed one quote-unquote problem player properly since they've had it, right? Couldn't handle Marcus Peters.
Yep.
Couldn't handle, I'm not going to get into too many of the details of, you know, the linebacker. Couldn't handle Tyreek Hill. Couldn't handle Kareem Hunt. They haven't been able to handle anybody that way. And the Eagles, their track record on that is kind of mixed. I mean,
yeah, it's mixed because the first one that pops in is Michael Vick.
Michael Vick, they handled.
That they handle
great.
Well.
Yeah.
And then you have others who may not have necessarily been handled that great.
Exactly. So it's a mixed track record.
It's a mixed, but now you're talking about a Super Bowl team. Potentially.
Sure.
Maybe a more player-friendly coach that has respect of the players.
Yes.
Where it is easier to deal with this type of personality in that locker room. And by the way, there's nothing wrong with having that type of personality in your locker room if it's more geared towards what's happening on the field, nothing being distracted off the field.
Right.
If he's out there barking at the receiver because that's what he does to get himself going and it's working,
right,
so be it. If he's talking in the media, bringing attention to the defense because they're that good and he wants that attention on the defense and it's working, so be it.
Right.
And if Fletcher Cox and Brandon Graham and everyone else is doing their job up front, Jalen Ramsey is one guy who can cover for himself enough where he doesn't need the help of the guys up front for that 5 seconds that Tyree was talking about earlier, where you have to clean up the mess of the front. Hey, man, he's that good. He is that good. He is somebody that should be looked at as a potential target. They should be jumping over this as quick as possible. Hopefully it's one of those deals, Joe, like last night with Minkah Fitzpatrick, where it happens on your show. And you talk about it while we're doing this show, and or overnight, and we wake up in the morning and we'll listen to the morning show because he's been acquired by the Philadelphia Eagles. He's that good. He's worth it. You go out there and you try to negotiate as best as possible to bring him in. It's okay to have that type of fire, that swagger. That Jalen Mills is the last guy to really have that type of just. That juice, Joe,
yeah,
where you just
the juice. Yep.
It's just there. and he's backing it up. And it, maybe it's not backing it up like Jalen Ramsey, but it backed it up enough where he was good enough to be a starting quarterback on a Super Bowl winning team against Julio Jones in the divisional round, against Minnesota in that round where you had Diggs and Thielen do what they do, which was nothing in that game. And of course, in the Super Bowl, yes, they all got beat by Tom Brady. But ultimately, when it came down to it at the end, who was on top? The Philadelphia Eagles.
Yes, exactly. How robust do you think the trade market is for Jalen Ramsey?
You gave, what, three teams?
I gave, you know, on top of the Eagles, who I think are clearly
are
in.
You, okay, so you feel they're in. Dallas, yeah. I think, would be in there as well.
Dallas. Okay, so there are other teams that you're not even, we're not even considering.
Mm-hmm.
Los Angeles Chargers are absolutely in because they've got Derwin James, so there's the Florida State connection there. At different times, they were both the best player on Florida State's defense, so there's that, and they're trying to get what they can out of Phillip Rivers' final years. He's mentioned that he would like to play in Vegas. If he had the choice, the two places that he ever named, this is months back, were Nashville, which Tennessee, that's never going to happen. That trade's just never going to come together. But Vegas, that's possible.
Mm-hmm.
Seattle, we haven't talked about Seattle.
No, we have not.
New England, I think that we're understating, because think about how active they've been any single solitary time a shutdown corner has become available. They are, like, first in line to pay whatever it takes to get Darrell Revis, to get Gilmore, whoever, if there's a certified ace Aqib defensive Tlaib. Back, Aqib Tlaib, they're first. They're, yes. They're the ones who will pay.
Hopefully the Eagles are deep into conversation and deep into the whole thing with their representation in Jacksonville, and hopefully they can land this guy because, man, that would be something special. 610-632-0975. Tyler Zuli's producing the show. We get his thoughts as well. Don, you start us off first on the other side from Lansdowne and everyone else. 610-632-0975. Joe Torti, Devon Givens here on The Fanatic.
Devon Givens on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, it's Jason Martinez here for Window Nation, and it is back to school time. And to help you get educated about Window Nation, they're offering instruction on supply and demand. Yeah, beat the fall rush, because Window Nation has extra capacity right now, so lock in the lowest pricing before the demand even goes up. With Window Nation's back to school sale, you get two free windows for every two windows you buy. Wood or vinyl styles. Buy four, get four free. Buy eight, get eight free. There's no limit. Get an A-plus in savings and receive 0% interest for 18 months. That's like a free ride until 2021. Now think of all the money you'll be saving. Use it towards your kids' books, clothes, backpacks, shoes, or maybe even treat yourself. When it comes to windows, they're first in class. Trust me, I know. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com and get two free windows for every two you buy. Buy four, get four free, no limit. Plus, receive 0% interest until 2021. That's 18 months. Do a little homework today and get your windows installed before the cold arrives and save big during Window Nation's back-to-school sale. Call today at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com and tell them Jason sent you.
Are you an adult whose life is being affected by the symptoms of ADHD? ADHD is a condition that generally develops during childhood, but for the millions of adults who never received a diagnosis as a child, adult ADHD continues to affect their daily lives. Are you restless and easily bored? Do you suddenly jump from one task to the other and find it difficult to finish what you've started? If you're between 18 and 55, and this all sounds a little too familiar, you may be interested in being part of a research study testing an investigational drug for adult ADHD. All participants in this research study will be seen by a research doctor and receive the study drug plus all study-related procedures at no cost and be eligible for reimbursement for study-related travel. If you have ADHD or think you may have ADHD, call the Center for Emotional Fitness at 866-DOC-LEON to learn more and see if this research study is right for you. That number again, 866-DOC-LEON, 866-DOC-LEON.
Are you or someone you love one of the nearly 1 million Americans living with Parkinson's disease? There is no known cure, but you have the power to help change that by participating in a clinical trial. The Michael J. Fox Foundation will help you get started. Visit michaeljfox.org/participant pack to download the new Parkinson's Trial Participant Pack. It's free and available right now. That's michaeljfox.org/participant pack. Visit today.
Discount travel sites say they have the best prices, but Hilton.com has the price match guarantee. Look me in the eye. If you find a better rate, they match it and take 25% off. Yeah, well, this is radio, so just stare at the radio. Hilton.com has the best prices. Pinky swear.
or, you know, radio square. Plus, you can choose your exact room and get free Wi-Fi. Cross my heart, stick a needle in my radio. Expect better. Expect Hilton.
Must be a Hilton Honors member. Applicable terms and conditions at Hilton.com. Pinky swear.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions. Like company pages where you can get people excited about working for you. And we give you this toy monkey, which will bang its cymbals when the right resume appears. Okay, there is no monkey.
I said there is no monkey!
But company pages, for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers 3 times more hires than any other job site. Visit Indeed.com/promo to try company pages for free. Terms and conditions apply.
Nobody does spicy like Wendy's.
Yep.
So all hail the queen of spice, because this is the day Wendy's spicy nuggets are back. And tomorrow is the day Wendy's spicy nuggets are back. Wendy's brought them back. So now every day is the day Wendy's spicy nuggets are back.
This is the day to get the scenic route, but this is the way. That's all news, baby. This is the day. They gonna miss us today. You will miss us today.
Wendy's spicy nuggets are back. Get yours this day. We got you.
For a limited time, only at participating Wendy's.
85 years ago, William Hill bet on himself and started the largest sports betting company in the world. America's number one sports book is available to you, New Jersey, just in time for football action. Now it's time to trust yourself. Download the William Hill app and get ready to prove yourself right all season long. William Hill Sports Betting, America's number one sports book. Must be 21 or older and physically present in New Jersey. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 800GAMBLER.org.
Let me ask you a question. How do you feel about genetically modified ingredients?
Don't like them.
Artificial flavors and colors?
No thanks.
Clean ingredients.
Now that I like.
When you care about what's in things and what's not, shouldn't your vitamins be clean too? Sundown Vitamins are all clean all the time. Non-GMO, free of gluten and dairy, with colors and flavors from real food. We even have USDA certified Sundown Organics and kids vitamins too. When you're living clean, choose clean with Sundown Vitamins at supermarkets, drugstores, or on Amazon.
Live from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast, you are listening to the sports voice of the new Philadelphia, 97.5, The Fanatic. The Fanatic.
WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, a Beasley Media Group station.
Welcome to the Fanatic family.
Ready?
I was born ready.
I can honestly say that's the best news I've heard all day.
Joe Torti Show.
Kind of reminded me of a dark, gothic Neil Diamond.
That's like exactly what I'm going for.
This is the Joe Torti Show.
What show are you listening to?
Joe Torti Show.
I'm trying to be patient, but you're making it incredibly difficult.
I can say big loud things. I can be dramatic with him.
Can we just end this already?
Now it's time. The Joe Torti Show.
Yes, it is. What's going on, Philadelphia? We've been hanging out for an hour. Devon Givens, Joe Torti, Tyler Zuli is producing, and you, as we talk about these Eagles injuries. And I know that Jalen Ramsey is going to be getting a lot of the attention, and justifiably so. But, dude, we haven't even gotten into this, and I'm sure that we will over the course of the week.
Yeah.
I'm not convinced that the Eagles shouldn't be looking to make moves on the offensive side of the ball, considering how banged up their wide receiving corps got.
Ooh, where are you going with this one?
I mean, could be anywhere, right? For instance, right, some people might have been able to see that Kenny Stills was going to be traded because of the conflict with the owner and like all that other kind of stuff, right?
Yeah.
But all the time, there are trades that come up that don't stem from so-and-so player is disgruntled in certain place, and they just come out of nowhere. And it's just like, all right, well, a team was trying to upgrade their receiving core, their running back position or whatever. Like, Jay Ajayi came out of nowhere, yep. Right? Nobody expected Jay Ajayi to be traded. Comes to the Eagles and plays a big role. So I'm sure that we'll get to that. But based on all of the injuries that they've had offensively, I don't know why we're restricting ourselves to just one side of the ball. 610-632-0975 is your phone number to hop aboard. Let's go to Donald Lansdowne next on The Fanatic. What's up, Donald?
Hey, how you doing? I was thinking about the Jalen Ramsey thing, giving up number one, mm-hmm. until I heard a caller earlier talking about Darby can't be running around for 5 whole minutes trying to cover somebody. And I thought about what the person said, and I said to myself, why don't they find somebody who's on the D-line that'll help Cox? And I said to myself, we need to check out the Jets and see if we can go after Muhammad Wilkerson or Leonard Williams. and see what they're willing to offer probably tomorrow as soon as possible, and maybe give up a second-round pick for this year and maybe a second-round pick for next year and trade Sudfeld, Aguilar, and Vitae to the Jets and maybe get Robbie Anderson and bring him here. Because didn't he score a touchdown against us in the preseason game?
Robbie Anderson?
Either this year or last year.
Last year he did.
Yeah.
And Muhammad Wilkerson, isn't he in Green Bay?
He's gone. He's out.
Well, he was in Green Bay last year. I don't know where he is now, but Leonard Williams, I understand that. Yeah.
Right. So maybe Leonard Williams, big cat, because I know I saw him in the game the other night.
Yeah, well, so the question becomes, right, the Jets are in this weird spot because they do have their quarterback situation that's, you know, kind of all over the place.
And Muhammad Wilkerson is a free agent.
Yeah, I was going to say, you can just sign him for money if you want him. But
yeah.
The thing about the Jets is they just signed Le'Veon Bell. They just signed C.J. Mosley. They just signed a lot of these guys. They might just think, hey, our quarterback got mono. Like, these crazy things happen. I don't know if the Jets are going to be in full-on sell mode on a lot of guys that they have.
Sudfeld should be ready in 2 weeks. So if they go 0-4, it's a possibility that Sudfeld will be ready the fifth week, and they have a chance to redeem themselves, send Aguilar over there. That'll help them out offensively, and they got a top three running back and Bell, so they're not really out of it yet.
Yeah,
that's if they want to win some games this year.
We don't know the NFL. They don't. I mean, who knows?
Well, and the Darnold return is week five. So
I think we need to give Cox some help.
Right,
we can push up the middle. We'll be all right in the secondary.
Yeah, we agree with that, Don. Thanks so much, man. We know that's where it starts, in the trenches with those guys, and the defensive front has been the staple for this football team to help out everywhere else. Yes, they need help. I mean, look at it. We're at the third defensive tackle now in your rotation. And what are you going to do? They absolutely need help. But if they want, number one, like you said, first, Tyler, thanks, man. Appreciate it. Muhammad Wilkerson, free agent. You can just go get him. Benny Logan, and none of these names are going to really jump out at you that's going to help Fletcher Cox. So, yes, Leonard Williams would be fantastic, but Joe, to your point, maybe they don't want to do that just yet. And
yeah.
They have Quentin Williams, who is
also banged up.
He's also banged up right now. So, they don't want to give up too much of their defensive front as of right now with their first round pick not even being able to go out there and contribute.
Right. Well, and the other thing is that, and I said this guy yesterday, I said Trayvon Hester, I clearly meant Hassan Ridgeway, and Tyler kept me honest because obviously Trayvon Hester isn't on the team anymore. They like Ridgeway to the point where they want to give him a chance to do some stuff. The one that I'm curious about is, where's Deshaun Hall? I've asked that before. I know that getting the job against, you know, guys who were at the bottom of the roster and guys who were trying to make teams or whatever is one thing, and getting it done against, you know, first team offensive lines in the NFL, it's a completely different story. I get that 100%. But by the same token and at the same time, you wonder, like, this guy flashed a little bit and you're in kind of desperation mode. Shouldn't you be throwing something out there that looks a little bit different than what you've been doing? Because the results haven't been there for you, right? So I do agree that you do need to get Fletcher Cox some help. It's just not readily available. And if memory serves, isn't there a ton of different stuff, a lot of different reasons why Muhammad Wilkerson is a free agent? Like, beyond just, like, you know, them getting sick of him on the field and stuff like that. I think that there's a lot of other stuff going on with him as well. And the Jets, for whatever reason, I think the Jets think that they're contenders. Not now, maybe, but they don't want to blow up the team when they've just spent all of this money and Quentin Williams is a good draft pick. Like, they did some good stuff, I think.
And I like him.
Do you like him?
Yeah,
I think that he's a good player. I just don't think that they're going to they're going to get anything going barking up that tree.
No, I totally agree with you. Listen, it's a good idea to go find that team that looks like they're going to be down and out. In Miami, of course, selling things off. Arizona, if you want to go that route. The Jets, always a contender for that as well. But it is still early, and maybe they're going to wait another week or two before teams feel like, you know what, we are out of it. Miami, it's clear. We know it. They know it. No one's being fooled. They're out of it. So, yeah, they're going to sign things off to get rid of some of their players and build from the ground up with some younger players to help get back to the top, wherever the top is for the Miami Dolphins.
Right.
But other teams may not be as willing just yet to get rid of some of those players. So that's where I think Leonard Williams would be someone that you would have to wait for.
Mm-hmm. I want to know what the Dolphins said to Howard. I want to know what they said to get him on board.
What did he do on Twitter where he put...
He did the Will Smith meme,
yes,
where there's,
yes,
no one here.
The Fresh Prince.
Yeah.
Fresh Prince in the living room all by himself. Yeah. He's talking to them in that gif right there.
Yeah.
He is.
There's no one here.
There's no one here. What are you guys doing?
But apparently, they're on board with him forever, and he's on board with them. Like, apparently, all parties are in agreement that, like, hey, we're going to stay together and we're going to build around. But, like, how? How in the world could you convince a player of that talent and that age that it's fine? Like, that everything's cool? Like, I want to know what was said in the room. Are they going to give him, like, under the table, like, percentage of the ticket sales? Like what did they say? Because to hear that he's just like good to go, that is amazing to me.
Oh, it's just fantastic love.
Yeah.
It's all love.
Miami's a great place.
Exactly.
Miami's a
great place, and when we give you some money, more money, the taxes is all good. You don't have to worry about anything. This is your team, your defense, okay? Your defense.
Okay.
What defense? Yeah.
Who else is here?
Did you not see my GIF on Twitter?
Who am I the boss of?
Did you not see this?
It's an empty room.
Come on.
Where's Uncle Phil? 610-632-0975. Chosen in Southwest Philly's next on The Fanatic. What's up, Chosen?
Hey, what's up, fellas? What's going on?
Hey, what's going on?
Not much, man. Man, I'm not all the way concerned, but we kind of knew this when Deshaun was coming over here, man. It's like that. You heard already. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and it's like, unfortunate because we all going to think positive and say, you know what? Yes, he has a history, but it's a new season. We'll wait until it happens. Well, Chosen, it has happened.
I know. I think it'll happen that fast. Like, I thought maybe, you know, and I'm going to give y'all a number when I get off. The over or under at 11 games for Deshaun. That's something y'all can go at when, you know, after I get off. Now, the next thing I want to say, as far as with Ramsey, I'm on the fence with. Like, I want him because we need him. But is he going to be too much of a challenge for this locker room? Or, you know, is it going to be too much with negotiations, his contract, all the other nonsense? Like, you know what I mean? I think we need to keep a clear locker room. But I do want him, though. I say if we can get him.
Absolutely, man. I mean, I think they can absorb somebody like that. And once they start winning, continuing to win, which we think they will as the season progresses, and he's in there and he's feeling good, he's enjoying the new environment, feeling great playing with these other good players in the secondary in terms of Jenkins and McLeod and Fletcher Cox and those guys up front. Then I think all will be well, Chosen. And then at the very end, it's going to come down to the contract anyway.
Now, one last thing, man. How mad were y'all? I wish I could have been in the room with y'all when Aguilar dropped that ball, man. Come on, man. We had it. It was straight. Oh, man. And it was an easy one, too. Like, that's one of them things. Like, it had to have been too easy for him. Like, his mind, I don't know what he was doing. Either he was looking at the safety or.
You don't buy that it was lost in the lights, man? You don't buy that story?
No. See, here you go, Joe. Don't bring them old memories back up, man. We done won the Super Bowl now. Because that pissed me off when Donovan talking about it was in the. Come on, man. Get out of here. But I don't know what that was. Because, you know what I mean? Wentz put it on the money. That's why they call him walking to him, because that sure was a walking to him pass. How you dropped that?
Chosen, I made a sound. Thanks for the phone call, man.
Where were you?
I was on my couch watching. I made a sound that I've never made before watching football before.
Wait, on that play?
Yeah, on that play. You know, like in the Charlie Murphy Real Hollywood Stories where, you know, Charlie Murphy insults Prince and the noise that Prince makes before they start playing back. Like, that's like what I made. I was like, It's literally, I couldn't even freak out or anything. I was in shock. I was like, he did not drop that ball. Oh, yeah, that's what I did. So, I've never made that noise before watching football.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, that's what I did. What was your reaction when you were watching?
I was sitting with my cousin.
Yeah.
Lives not too far from Park, since we were doing the show from Park. So, jetted over there 10 minutes away. And we're sitting there. I'm on the couch. He's sitting on the floor, leaning back on the beanbag. And when you saw Aguilar streaking down the sideline, you're like, oh, right?
Yes.
And then he drops it, and we look at each other and go, damn. That was it.
That was
and he's
game.
Not even an Eagles fan. He's just, you know, he's just enjoying the game.
Yeah.
Damn.
I mean.
And that's all.
He's right.
There are some who do the Prince noise.
Then there's the damn.
And then there's the freak explosions.
Out. Yeah.
Right, Ty.
Joe, I got to ask you, did you at least get pancakes after you made that sound?
Flapjacks. I got flapjacks from the revolution.
That was amazing. Like, and then I don't know what your reaction was. I felt like an insane person. I laughed on the Julio Jones touchdown. Like when he got like 20 yards down
the
field.
Yeah, I just shook my head.
I laughed.
He was a sprinter at that point. He was gone.
I was
you
like
catching him.
Well, first of all, I caught Mohamed Sanu.
Yeah.
I caught him.
You caught the block?
Well, no. As soon as he saw the guy pick up the block, Julio Jones like 5 yards in front of him. And he's like, yes!
Yeah.
Like he knew that they won the game.
And once you do that and you can see it on the screen and you're like, yeah, there's no one down there.
It's just
and then Sendejo was
space.
Really running like he's in a marathon real fast trying to catch.
And
like,
Julio's stretching out his arms
you're not
like
getting
he's a
that.
Track star.
You're not getting there for that one.
I laughed because I'm like, we've been talking about Jim Schwartz blitzing for his entire tenure here as the Eagles defensive coordinator.
And it worked earlier.
He decided to blitz the entire game against the Falcons. And then on that play, they're like, all right, we got something for you. You want a jailbreak?
Burned him.
It's a wide receiver screen.
Burned him to the best player out there on the field.
Oh.
Burned him to the best player out there on the field. And
shake your head.
Yeah, it was one of those moments, man. But just back to the Aguilar thing. Yes,
we have to.
People drop passes
every
day in the NFL. We know that. Dude, once again, it was reported that DeSean Jackson had to speak with him because he was so down on himself or frustrated generally because he did not get enough done in game one against Washington. We spoke about it plenty of times. That second touchdown to DeSean could have easily have gone to Nelson Aguilar.
Yep.
But Carson Wentz decided... Only because, of course, why wouldn't you throw it to DeSean Jackson? And it was DeSean Jackson's day in his return back to Philadelphia. You go and you feed that hot hand. He was frustrated. Guess what? You had your opportunity. Not even just that play, Joe. Jeffrey and DeSean Jackson out.
Yes. This is your game,
bro. This is your game because there's no way that Arthega Whiteside and Mac Hollins are going to be the guys on the outside and no Dallas Goedert. You know they're going to pay attention to Zach Ertz the majority of the time. So it's you, buddy. It's you in every spot, whether it's the X receiver, the Y receiver, whatever one you want, it's yours.
Well, my favorite part was Arthega Whiteside enters the game. Clearly not expecting to play in this game at all.
Zero.
100%. He's like not even thinking about it. And there's, I remember the people that I was watching with were like, hold on a minute, maybe something's about to happen here. You know, like there's the Mac Hollins-Wentz connection. He's out there. Maybe something's about to happen here. And then the first pass goes to Arthega Whiteside, and everyone's like, freaking nope. That guy's over here. Wentz is throwing over there. There's nothing about to happen with this guy. You're right. It was the Nelson Aguilar game.
It was yours.
And it could have been his game. Drop the pass.
Yes, we would have been talking about, well, they're not using Nelson Aguilar enough. Why is he not getting more? Because his numbers would have looked that much better. He would have stepped up in the big moment when Jackson and Jeffrey were not available. He would have had the game, arguably, possibly, the game-winning touchdown. We know there was still time, so the game-winning touchdown.
And then you can trade him for Jalen Ramsey.
And then you can trade him for Jalen Ramsey, and they feel good about it, and Nick Foles comes back, and they're all good.
That's not true!
They're all good, right? But he dropped it. And did you hear B. West last night? Ty, I know you did. B. West explained it.
I missed this.
I asked B. West about playing in the lights. We've heard plenty of people talking about
the lights.
I didn't say names. I know I was talking about Ty Pinkston and some other people, but I didn't want to put B on the spot with that one. Ty Pinkston in Washington, nighttime football in the lights.
Everyone knows what that was, man.
Alligator arms. But I didn't want to put that on him.
Yeah.
Right? So I asked him, how do you adjust the difference in regular catching the ball and not catching the ball with the lights? And they opened the dome a little bit, right? So you had all that. And he said, yeah, sometimes you do. First of all, you follow the track of the ball. It can get lost, but you follow it and you track it. And
you know the speed. You know where it's supposed to be.
One more time in your vision, your sight. It's there again. And you look it in. Sometimes he says, if Donovan was throwing it, and sometimes Donovan wouldn't want to lead him too far. He would throw it, you know, just a little
lofted.
Yeah, lofted back shoulder a little bit to allow him to try to catch it and still turn around and then run because it might be an easier catch than over the shoulder. You still locate it. And this one, he didn't have to turn back around
to grab it.
He only has to turn around while he's running because he already was looking. The ball's coming. The trajectory was great. He was running right underneath it. The hands, boom. Was he looking at the safety, Joe? Maybe he peeked at him, but even when they showed the close-up and the eyes, it didn't look like he was looking at the safety.
He wasn't looking at anything.
Even though he knew it was coming, he was looking at the ball and he just dropped it.
Oh, man.
But he said sometimes, yes, you can get lost in the lights, but you track it still while it's up there and you secure it. So even if you want to get, you know how they say you catch that one too fast and you turn and you drop it because you saw it happening, right? Even if you saw the touchdown, just obviously catch the ball first and then turn the jets on because with the angle, Neal was not going to get to you, okay?
Agreed.
Keanu Neal is not going to catch you, Nelson Aguilar. You are the hero in this game. Now we're still talking about some things that are bad, but at the end of the day, we're talking about, man, that was a resilient team. That was a great team win.
Suffered through
with all the things that they had to go through with the injuries. Everyone has them, but we're focused on the Eagles and the injuries that they had. Man, it was a missed opportunity for Nelson Aguilar specifically. And now he has to come back and redeem himself. He doesn't have to do it in one game, but do it over the course of the season and be there when they need you. Think about that one. He was not wrong when he said, you know what? I was thinking about the next, but that's the last catch I caught. That's the one I remember. No, you didn't send out that tweet for no reason. You sent out that tweet to apologize because you knew you screwed up.
Yeah.
You didn't lose the game.
You didn't win the game,
but you didn't win the game when you had the opportunity.
Now, I've got to say this, and this is going to sound so weird even to me in my head, so I've got to see if you understand where I'm coming from, Dean, if the people do. 610-632-0975. I don't like the way that Nelson Aguilar handles things like this.
Yeah, he just doesn't.
I don't. Now, on the flip side, I love that he cares, because if somebody just didn't care and blow it off, I'm like, I don't need that guy on my team to begin with. You've got to be able to handle this stuff. Like, you've got to be able to compartmentalize, and when you mess up and you move on to the next play. It is so obvious that when Nelson Aguilar messes something up, he is so focused on that for like the rest of the time, even as he's succeeding in other areas. You know what I mean? Like when he caught the pass behind everybody, when he blew open somehow, and like he caught the long pass right after the drop, you could tell that his eyes were huge because he's like, all right, I can't mess this one up.
Don't drop this one.
Like,
and that was a great catch between three defenders.
Really good catch. Tough catch, took the hit, all that other kind of stuff. But don't you get that impression that he handles everything that way? Like, man, I'm going to let everybody down. I care so much.
Yeah.
That doesn't help. Like, the negative energy doesn't help. I love that you care, but you've got to get on to the next thing.
Yeah.
You have to.
So looking at something that has some stuff on 3 hours ago about Jalen Ramsey. I didn't see this tweet, but we can get to it on the other side. Talk about that.
Okay, yeah, I'm curious about it. 610-632-0975. We do have wide open phone lines. Based on the Eagles' start and the trades that have been going on around the league, does trading for Jalen Ramsey become essential? Is it something that has to be done, even at the cost of two first-round picks? Devon and I are chewing on this.
Yeah.
It's leaning yes. Even with two first-round picks, to be completely honest with you.
Yeah.
It's Devon Givens. It's Joe Torty hanging out together until midnight on The Fanatic.
97.5.
The Fanatic.
This is Pat Callahan inviting you to join Joe Torti and me each and every Saturday at 9 a.m. for This Week in Pro Football right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. We'll be live at Parks Casino in Bensalem every week for 3 hours of the best birds and NFL talk you will hear on any dial. Joe and I will debate all things birds, the weekly NFL news and schedule, throw in some fantasy, picks, Sal Pal, and other great guests. Back for our 18th season like Gunsmoke. It's This Week in Pro Football, Saturdays from 9 a.m. to noon on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, it's Jason Martinez here for Window Nation, and it is back to school time. And to help you get educated about Window Nation, they're offering instruction on supply and demand. Yeah, beat the fall rush, because Window Nation has extra capacity right now, so lock in the lowest pricing before the demand even goes up. With Window Nation's back to school sale, you get 2 free windows for every 2 windows you buy. Wood or vinyl styles, buy 4, get 4 free, buy 8, get 8 free. There's no limit. Get an A-plus in savings and receive 0% interest for 18 months. That's like a free ride until 2021. Now think of all the money you'll be saving. Use it towards your kids' books, clothes, backpacks, shoes, or maybe even treat yourself. When it comes to windows, they're first in class. Trust me, I know. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com and get 2 free windows for every 2 you buy. Buy 4, get 4 free, no limit. Plus, receive 0% interest until 2021. That's 18 months. Do a little homework today and get your windows installed before the cold arrives and save big during Window Nation's back-to-school sale. Call today at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com and tell them Jason sent you.
Hi, I'm Paul. Isn't it nice when you can keep things simple? Well, now when you switch to Sprint, you can get both an unlimited plan and the all-new Samsung Galaxy S10 included for just $35 per month per line for 5 lines. Plus, Sprint's doing things differently and now offering a new 100% total satisfaction guarantee. I mean, I think Sprint's network and savings are great, but don't just take my word for it. Try it for 30 days, love it, or get your money back. So, why wouldn't you switch to Sprint? An unlimited plan and the Galaxy S10 for just $35 per month with a 100% total satisfaction guarantee. See what I mean? It's that simple. So switch now. Visit your local Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1 today.
30-day guarantee select exclusions apply. S10 under 28 gigabyte, $10 a month after 22.50 month credit for 18 months credit. Apply within 2 bills or canceled early. Remaining balance to unlimited basic after 9:30. 20 pay $32 per month per line without a pay. Data keep prioritization during ingestion. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Speed maximums use rules. 30 activation fee and restrictions apply.
Guys, you're not alone. Half of all men have ED. Get your sex life back with Gainswave at Philadelphia Urology Associates. Gainswave is a safe 20-minute medical treatment that breaks up blockages and repairs blood vessels. There are no shots or pills ever with Gainswave, and it's available at Philadelphia Urology Associates. For more info and to save $150 on your Gainswave treatment, text the word CURE, C-U-R-E, to 797979. That's CURE to 797979.
Hey, it's Mike Missanelli here for Landis Block and Concrete. You know, there's nothing like having a beautiful backyard. You go outside, you light up a nice cigar, maybe a glass of wine. Friends come over before the game, or you're cooking on the outdoor kitchen. Turn your backyard into your personal paradise. The Landis Block is my resource center for all outdoor living. You just need imagination, space, and budget. Check out the photo gallery at LandisBC.com. That's LandisBC.com. Landis Block, jaw-dropping outdoor paradise.
French Creek Outfitters in Phoenixville, PA has everything you need for the great outdoors and beyond. Camping gear, kayaks, hunting apparel, or gifts, all the big names, they have them. Great selection of gun safes in stock, and don't worry about how you're going to move it, they deliver. French Creek Outfitters has indoor archery and shooting ranges, too. French Creek Outfitters, located on Route 23, just west of Phoenixville. Shop them online at FrenchCreekOutfitters.com. French Creek Outfitters. Why take a chance with anybody else?
On eBay, you can ride the high of a shopping spree without feeling the guilt of a spending spree. Or satisfy your champagne taste on a juice box budget. You can even play like a rock star and pay like, okay, you get the point. Check eBay before you pay too much for that thing you love. And get exactly what you want for a price that works for you. When you're overpaying, get it on eBay.
Your comments, your opinions in a city that lives and breathes sports. Your voice matters because you care. Get on the line now at 610-632-0975. Presented by Concordville Nissan. Because Concordville cares. Online at ConcordvilleCares.com.
Sports Talk for Morton and all of Delco.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Welcome back. Devon Gibbons, Joe Torty, 97.5. The Fanatic hanging out together until midnight. Another 32 minutes or so, 31 and a half minutes left here as we continue to discuss a potential Jalen Ramsey trade and what the asking price would be, what the cost should be for the Eagles, what are you going to do, and should you be in the mix. Now, there's another element to this that we haven't really talked about a whole lot, D, and I want to get your thoughts on this. We crush the Chicago Bears all the time for trading up for Mitchell Trubisky and, you know, knowing that the 49ers were likely not going to draft him, et cetera, et cetera. But the other half of it that we often ignore is that it's not necessarily that the Bears were worried about the 49ers drafting him. It's that they were maybe worried about somebody else trading up into that number two spot and getting the guy that they wanted. Even if you're not, quote unquote, all in on Jalen Ramsey as an Eagle, is the motivation of looking around and saying that, hey, Dallas might be interested.
Right.
Kansas City, New England, these guys. Is there any thought that, like, hey, I've got to consider whether I need to keep this guy away from some of these other teams?
Yeah, and we kind of got into that conversation with, I can't remember if it was Clowney or even Fitzpatrick. I think it was Clowney, though.
Yeah, I think it was.
Where we were just, people would call in and say, you got to keep him away from Dallas. And my contention, Joe, was, no, I can't worry about what they're doing or what they are going to do. If this works out for the Philadelphia Eagles, you do it.
Right.
You don't do it just because you want to keep them from Dallas or Kansas City or New England. It remains the same. You do it because you want him, because you need him, and they do both. They probably should. They probably do want him, and Joe, they need him.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
So it's just something that goes. It falls under the same umbrella of keeping him away from Dallas, New England, Kansas City, and everyone else when they just simply need them just like they do.
Yeah.
Or want them just like they do. Or know that the help from Ramsey will be that beneficial to them for whatever they're searching for their defenses for the remainder of the season. We all know they have Super Bowl aspirations. That's why you go out there and get them. Yes, I get it and I understand it, but I'm doing it solely for the purposes of me first,
sure,
them second.
Well, I've got to admit that I wrote off Dallas initially. And the more that I think about Dallas as being a landing spot, the more that it makes sense.
For Dallas?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
For Jalen Ramsey.
Absolutely.
Because you look at their secondary, they do have a good secondary. Ramsey's a guy who, like Minka Fitzpatrick, can play safety or corner, can do a lot of different things in the defensive backfield. And it reminds me of last year, if you remember, who came in second place in the Khalil Mack sweepstakes was the Los Angeles Rams. And people said the Rams can't afford Khalil Mack. And they said, we don't care. We'll figure that out later. You have to get the guy when you can. So people point out, oh, it's going to be hard to pay Amari Cooper and Dak Prescott and Jalen Ramsey for the Cowboys. From the Cowboys' perspective, first of all, they've been slow to pay Dak to begin with. So from the Cowboys' perspective, they'll be like, yeah, we're just going to accumulate as much talent as we can on the roster, and whoever is going to play their way into a contract is going to play their way into a contract, and whoever doesn't, doesn't. Mm-hmm. We're trying to win the Super Bowl this year. It's similar line of logic with the Eagles, who happen to be really good at finding cap space and money to be able to accommodate any kind of deal that you would have to make when you're bringing in the talent like a Jalen Ramsey. But it does make you wonder if there are some other teams out there that will be driving up your asking price if you think that you're trying to get this guy at some kind of a discount.
Yeah, of course they will. And of course they should. If you're trying to keep them away in that sense where you cannot acquire them, you try to drive it up to keep them away because you know you can't get your hand in there to get them yourself. So I think they need to do whatever they can.
Yeah.
Any untouchable players?
Because we were talking about Dillard before for Clowney, right?
Yes. And in this case, a lot of people were talking about Goddard.
Goddard.
As a no-go. But why would they take Aguilar or why would they take Sidney Jones at this point with them? It's a guess. At least when you say Goddard, it's a guess, but it's more of the upside that we saw from last year versus us not seeing anything from Sidney Jones as of yet. And Nelson Aguilar, once again, on a one-year deal, that's at the wide receiver spot, and why would who knows if he's going to want to stay in Jacksonville after right. 1 year? So it's a good question. Are there any untouchables? I don't want to give up Dallas Goedert.
I'd rather not either.
I'd rather not, especially with Zach Ertz getting, 28? Yeah.
That's crazy that 28. He's already that old.
Yeah, you figure he was here when Sam Bradford was here. They were best friends, right? So, are there any untouchables?
It's going to be 29 in November.
See, you don't want to say no, but, man.
No. I've got to tell you the truth.
You got to do it.
Jalen Ramsey's way better than Jadeveon Clowney, relatively speaking, to their position.
You have to give up whatever you need to give up to get that guy.
Yeah, sorry. Way better. So if we were talking about Dillard.
Find another tight end.
But Dillard in particular, right? If we were talking about Dillard being a non-starter for Jadeveon Clowney, I think that fewer people, there would still be some, but fewer people would say that he's a non-starter if it came to Jalen Ramsey. Right?
Yes.
I don't think so.
Yes.
They'll still be out there because it's like you can't give up your left tackle of the future. People are going to say that, and that's fine. But I think when Jalen Ramsey comes around, there are more people willing to make exceptions.
Yeah, it's different.
For these guys.
It's different.
Tyler, you look thoughtful.
Yeah, let me ask you guys this. Is there any player on the Eagles roster, offense or defense, that is the best player at their position in the NFL?
No.
Jalen Ramsey is the best cornerback in the NFL.
Yes.
There you go. You. There's your answer.
Yeah. So will you give up 2-1s for him?
Well, yeah. And I mean, you guys know me. I'm Mr. Short-sighted when it comes to championship windows. I'll take it right now, and I will talk about next year.
And that's not wrong.
Right. So listen, if you're going to give up 2 first-round picks for Jalen Ramsey, I'm all for it if it helps you win the Super Bowl. Today. I was all for giving up the first-round pick for Clowney.
Yeah, if you're going to win today, you do it now. Because you're doing it for today and the future. But right now, you're worried about today because you are already in a spot where you are good enough, we think, to at least compete for a championship. So, of course, you do it. Absolutely. Of course, you do it.
610-632-0975 is your phone number to join in the conversation. Let's go to Vinny in West Philly next on 97.5 The Fanatic. Vinny, what's the story behind your Twitter handle? I really need to know. How'd you pick it?
That's my business. I rent rooms.
Oh, okay. That's your business. I got you.
Yeah,
awesome.
Or he rents rooms in people's head when you're talking about Ben Simmons.
That's what I thought it was. I literally thought it was something like that.
No, that's my business.
That's awesome.
That's great stuff, man.
What's up, guy?
Hey, man.
Hey, I'm all for picking up Jalen Ramsey. You know, draft picks, that don't mean much to us because, listen, we're our first-round draft pick now. Where he at?
Yeah, which one? There's not a whole lot to get excited about.
Well, he's sitting on the bench. Yeah.
Yeah. Jason Peters ain't going away, so, you know, you want to get impactful play. He an impactful right away. Young, like you said, let's go. Like, let's get the cornerback situated and start with these miracle chairs. It's frustrating.
Vinny, do you think that he fixes it, or do you think that it's just, like, another step that they need to take with a lot of steps needed to fix this thing?
Yeah, this is one step, but he a big step.
Mm-hmm.
A big step and just going to lie. If they claim how
he can change a lot,
man,
he can change a lot.
He changed a lot. Yeah, I think I would just go for it. Like people saying they weren't about the picks first, second round. Who cares? You know what I mean? We won it now. And I heard Sidney Jones on the radio the other day said him and Rasu Douglas, they were supposed to alternate every 2 plays.
Yeah, I heard that. I actually watched it. They're rotating corners.
Man, yeah, well, he was like, man, he said, somebody asked you, is that incredibly frustrating? He's like, he's basically said, yeah. He's like, you can't get your ladder up. Like, this is a joke.
Oh, that is tough, man, because remember, it was supposed to be Darby and Jones starting. It turned out it was Darby and Douglas. And then, of course, we saw Sidney Jones coming in for Rasul Douglas. I have to believe he's right, Vin, where you try to get into a rotation and a rhythm, and you can't because you're constantly. Now, we know about rotations in the NFL. It happens all the time. Certain plays you're in, certain plays you're out. But not every 2 plays or whatever.
I've never seen it at the cornerback position.
Not like that.
Not on my team anyway.
What does that tell you? What does that tell you?
Hey, Devon, like, remember, like, I can't even, all the rhetoric that come out training camp now, I can't believe none of that hard-wise, because last year they told us Mills was having a great camp. This year they tell us Jones having a great camp. Better than all the DBs, he come out on the bench. Like,
we heard that, too. We heard that. You won't believe Sidney Jones, Vinny. Thanks
best,
for the
best player in camp. Best player in camp. Not best defensive player, best player in camp. And I think Jason said this on Sunday before the game when we were doing a pregame show, Joe, and he was like, yeah, of course, because you're going against the guys that you know. And you know
sure.
the offense.
Yeah. You know the offense. And you know what they're trying to do.
Right.
Yeah. Right. I mean, that's the truth. So, and look, none of this is to say that Sidney Jones stinks out loud.
And I'm not saying that Jason was saying that either.
No. But the question is, like, in my opinion, I've learned this lesson with the Sixers. I used to value potential.
Perfect. Right. After
so
Vinny
much.
Calls. Go ahead.
Yeah, I did. I used to value potential so much with Jahlil Okafor, with like a lot of different guys. The only one who I didn't count as potential was Michael Carter Williams because I didn't think he had any.
I didn't either. But, and I was stunned after the year where I was like, oh, wait a minute. Well, at least game one. Right. He almost had the quadruple double.
And
then, it was real. Whoa.
And then by the end of the season, or by the end of next season, you were like, all right, never mind. We're good.
Sam Hinkie was trying to trade him at the draft.
Exactly. So I think that I now, more than ever, am more willing to part with youth and potential and things like that for something that I've seen for sure with my eyes. And by the way, he's a guy who's 24 years old. It's not like he's getting ready to get into a wheelchair or anything like that either. So I think that more and more, especially as the Eagles have evolved from this building team to a championship contender, I'm more willing to take chances by giving away younger players.
Even with your guy.
I mean, maybe. If that's what... Look, if they come to you...
Go get another one.
And they were like, the only thing on the roster that we want is Dallas Goedert. What do I say?
You say, all right.
You
say,
know?
Like, damn. All right.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Like, what do I say? Hey, the only thing.
Man.
All right.
All right. All right. Dallas, you're going to Jacksonville. Well, let's go get another one.
Yeah, exactly. You got to find another.
You go find another one.
Now, having said
Alex
that...
Alex Ellis.
College tight ends are getting better and better, right? So it's getting easier and easier
so again,
to find receiving tight ends.
You go find another one.
But man, oh man, this guy seems like something special. So is Jalen Ramsey.
Yeah.
610-632-0975. Final segment is coming your way next, including more of your phone calls. Jalen Ramsey, trade discussion, one more thing. It's Devon Givens and Joe Torty right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, it's Jason Martinez here for Window Nation, and it is back to school time. And to help you get educated about Window Nation, they're offering instruction on supply and demand. Yeah, beat the fall rush, because Window Nation has extra capacity right now, so lock in the lowest pricing before the demand even goes up. With Window Nation's back to school sale, you get two free windows for every two windows you buy. Wood or vinyl styles, buy four, get four free. Buy eight, get eight free. There's no limit. Get an A-plus in savings and receive 0% interest for 18 months. That's like a free ride until 2021. Now think of all the money you'll be saving. Use it towards your kids' books, clothes, backpacks, shoes, or maybe even treat yourself. When it comes to windows, they're first in class. Trust me, I know. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com and get two free windows for every two you buy. Buy four, get four free, no limit. Plus, receive 0% interest until 2021. That's 18 months. Do a little homework today and get your windows installed before the cold arrives and save big during Window Nation's back-to-school sale. Call today at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com and tell them Jason sent you.
On eBay, you can ride the high of a shopping spree without feeling the guilt of a spending spree. Or satisfy your champagne taste on a juice box budget. You can even play like a rock star and pay like, okay, you get the point. Check eBay before you pay too much for that thing you love and get exactly what you want for a price that works for you. When you're overpaying, get it on eBay.
School's back in session, which means your ride better be ready. At AutoZone, we've got the free services you need to drive with confidence. Like our free AutoZone Fix Finder service. If your check engine light is on, our Fix Finder service will help troubleshoot the likely issue. And if you need help from a repair shop, we know some of the best. Want to maximize and restore lost fuel economy? Right now, buy one bottle of STP Super Concentrated Fuel Injector Cleaner and get one free. Visit us at AutoZone.com to start the job fast. Restrictions apply.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Buying almost anything is super simple, except for a new car. Thankfully, Hyundai has modernized the car shopping experience. Hey guys, it's Bobby Bones. I gotta tell you about the Hyundai Shopper Assurance Program. It takes the headache out of car shopping and makes it quicker, easier, and dare I say, enjoyable. Yeah, after all, you shouldn't have to go through a nightmare to drive home your dream car. Like the 8-passenger Hyundai Palisade. Check it out today. Hyundai Shopper Assurance Program available at participating dealerships. Visit HyundaiUSA.com/Shopper Assurance for more details.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Oh, what a great audience. Let's dim the lights for this next one. Oh, too much. Ah, there it is. Gotta get things just right. Like Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Tell us what you want to pay and we help you find coverage options that fit your budget. And now, the mood is right. Wait, the lights are back on again. Trudy, can you? And now it's completely dark.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, Philadelphia area. Are you interested in making active and passive income each month flipping real estate tax liens? Then listen to this. The ProSource Tax Lien Company is offering a free tax lien flip kit, which contains educational videos and a step-by-step report that will show you how to earn government-regulated returns up to 18% that are secured by real estate. Plus, see how you can access tax lien inventory not available to the public. So if you want to become a real estate investor without swinging a hammer or being a landlord, then text OFFER to 31,000 now to get your free tax lien flip kit and get ready to learn how to flip tax liens and acquire houses well below wholesale prices with great profit potential, all from home working part-time. Text OFFER to 31,000 right now to get your free tax lien investor kit plus 2 free tickets to a live training event, which includes a free smartwatch just for attending. Text OFFER to 31,000. That's OFFER to 31,000 for your free tax lien kit now. Individual results may vary.
Are you an adult whose life is being affected by the symptoms of ADHD? ADHD is a condition that generally develops during childhood, but for the millions of adults who never received a diagnosis as a child, adult ADHD continues to affect their daily lives. Are you restless and easily bored? Do you suddenly jump from one task to the other and find it difficult to finish what you've started? If you're between 18 and 55, and this all sounds a little too familiar, you may be interested in being part of a research study testing an investigational drug for adult ADHD. All participants in this research study will be seen by a research doctor and receive the study drug plus all study-related procedures at no cost and be eligible for reimbursement for study-related travel. If you have ADHD or think you may have ADHD, call the Center for Emotional Fitness at 866-DOC-LEON to learn more and see if this research study is right for you. That number again, 866-DOC-LEON, 866-DOC-LEON.
Rat Ball is one of Philly's largest brewery restaurants in Northern Liberties with an indoor playground and games. It's the perfect place to watch the birds this season with free parking and Sunday game specials. For more info, visit CraftBallPhilly.com.
Philadelphia sports. It's a family thing. 97.5, The Fanatic.
This is unbelievable.
You play to win the game.
Unless you play to sell everybody at all times, and if they look even halfway decent, then you get rid of them. More from that person, or at least a connection to that person in a matter of moments as one more thing looms. It's Devon Givens. It's Joe Torti. Tyler Zuldi is producing this evening's programming. I haven't asked you this, Tyler. Do you think that Jalen Ramsey fixes the Eagles' defensive problems? Is just a drop in the bucket somewhere in between? Where are you there?
I wouldn't say fixes, but I also think it's major patchwork. It's somewhere along the lines of you're not going to saw this boat in half and seal it up, you know. But it's at the same time, it's not like you're putting a Band-Aid on, you know, fixing the dam.
Right.
It's somewhere in between.
All right. I mean, look. It depends too on what they're doing. I've said this before, D, that I don't mind the rental situation to begin with, especially with corners.
Yes.
Because 1 year into that Nnamdi Asamoah contract, we were like, when's this thing over? You know what I mean? So like,
but you also heard they used him wrong.
Well, I don't know that they'll use Jalen Ramsey right. You know what I mean?
Like, but what's the wrong way to use him? Because apparently he's so talented that he can play both man and zone. But
right.
In this particular case, you can have him straight up play man and change some of the things you do defensively because of how good he is. You
True.
Haven't had that yet. It's always been about what's up front and what's on the back end. Now you're talking about what's up front potentially as they get healthier and get better. Plus this guy on the outside that can shut down one side of the field.
610-632-0975. That's Devon Gibbons. I'm Joe Torti. If you would trade for Jalen Ramsey, what is the asking price? Anybody off limits for you? And of course, there's something else that we got to talk about probably later on this week. In terms of the offensive skill positions,
that tweet. So I'm looking at Deshaun underscore Abrams. There's just something that he put out there, and he said he heard a Tom Pelissero say on NFL Network that two teams that are in on Jalen Ramsey, one team from both NFC and AFC, as Diana Rossini from ESPN said earlier, are in fact the Kansas City Chiefs and the Philadelphia Eagles. No surprise, both need cornerback help.
Yes, I that is not a surprise.
I'm also hearing that the San Francisco 49ers are very heavily involved.
That was the other team that I didn't mention. We were running down all of the potentials that I could see there.
That's interesting.
Would he go? Probably. I mean, San Francisco seems like they're an up-and-coming, especially defensive team.
And Richard Sherman would talk him into it.
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
Right?
Until he's like, yeah, except Rich, I'm coming for your spot, man.
Yeah, you can't play anymore.
that's where I'm coming.
Sorry, man.
It's going to be super interesting. I want to leave some extra time for this. So let's jump right to this. The one, the only, often imitated, never duplicated, one more thing.
But there is one more thing.
I can't properly set this up, Devon. So all I'm going to do is lay the stage bare for Washington State head coach Mike Leach. Coach, take it away.
First of all, what kind of mythical powers does a Sun Devil have? We've got to consider that. I'm going to say the Wildcat's out. The Trojan, does he have a horse or is he on foot? Does he have a bow and arrow or just a sword? The Bruin, definitely formidable. Another bear up there at Cal. The tree, I imagine that tree's going to get chopped down. Unless we're going to go with the bird and somebody might get pecked or something, I don't know. The duck might lose interest and just fly away and get out of there, which may be good advice under the circumstances. The husky, no chance. The beaver, well, we'll see how long that beaver can hold his breath. The ute, again, we're back to, is he on horseback? Does he have a bow and arrow? Did he trade for a rifle? I mean, you know, because if that ute's got a rifle, there's some definite problems. You know, you'd have to get one of those Harry Potter activists to read up on how you kill a Sun Devil, because there's a lot of outside stuff there. So as far as a beast alone, a buffalo's going to be pretty hard to tangle with. I mean, a buffalo's utterly outstanding. Did I leave any of them out? The Cougar will find a way. Clear-minded and crafty, a combination of stay out of harm's way and attack when you get your chances or your openings.
Look, I know that Mike Leach has been in the headlines a lot in his career. I'm sorry. This is my new favorite college coach. Period. End of story. End of discussion. If you're going to talk about a mascot battle and get into it in that level of detail, I am in.
And he doesn't skip a beat.
He's going.
He's just running them off one after the other. And especially, he stays in the Pac-12.
Of course.
He knocks down all those. Those are easy. And then he goes to different. He's going everywhere with all this. So it's amazing. He has those fun press conferences from time to time.
Yeah.
And this one was pretty good.
Yeah, that was awesome. Tyler, you said that he also is molding young minds. Is this true?
Yes, he put out something on Twitter a couple of years ago and gauged interest on this class, and it got 44,000 responses from people at University of Washington, or Washington State University. The class, which is taught by he and former state senator Michael Bumgarner, is called Leadership Lessons in Insurgent Warfare and Football Tactics.
Let's go! Oh, I am in! Leadership Tactics and Insurgent Warfare. Oh, man. This is awesome.
By the way,
he's the best.
The two combined to have them submit an application. It was two essay questions. Question one, can the British strategy for the Malaya insurgency be used today?
Okay.
And question two, could the wishbone be a viable offense in the NFL? Why or why not?
This is
tremendous.
He's great.
That's awesome.
He is great.
Had you heard this? Did you know this?
About the class?
No, well, not about the class. Did you hear this rant before?
I did.
You did?
I did, but I did not know you were going to use this.
Yeah.
As this, so that was pretty good. Good call by you.
That's just fantastic.
Good call
stuff.
By you. Ty, would you sign up for that class?
I've actually considered going back online to take this class.
Is it possible? Can you take it?
You can't just take that class.
Son of a...
You have to... Because it's such a small credit class. It's a seminar.
How do you go to the university and say, hey, this is what we need here?
Here's my lesson plan.
Yes.
That is just...
Today, we're going to teach the I-form, and tomorrow, we're going to tell you how the United States got involved in Baghdad.
And then we'll make you smile by talking about the mascot battle.
Well, okay, so let's get back to this for just a moment.
The mascot battle.
Yeah, let's keep it in the Big 12. Who does win the mascot battle? Understanding you have to make allowances for whatever mystical powers the Sun Devil does have.
The
So you're going Pac-12?
Rifle. The Ute with the rifle. He brought it up.
He did.
Case closed. The Ute has the rifle. As he said, you need to get some of those guys from Harry Potter, and if you have to go there, it's done.
Figure out about the Sun Devil.
It's
not messing with the Sun Devil.
It's done.
Tyler?
I'm going to go, again, the rifle is the determinant, but I would go with the USC Trojan.
The Trojan, okay.
He said, how do you balance on a horse? Whatever he said.
Yeah, what are you going to do? You have a bow and arrow?
With the horse.
I am really, really torn between, as he said, the Bruin / the bear situation. Because
he said that's a problem.
I mean, I don't really know what depending on what the rifle is, I don't know what the rifle or the sword do against the grizzly bear. Or the buffalo, for that matter. Like, the Colorado buffalo, that's a serious situation. People talking about, you know, like Native American Indians taking down the buffalo with bow and arrows. Yeah, it's like with 15 or 16 shots of this thing.
You gotta run those things off John Wick style. Just run them off.
Yes, what a way to end the show. Oh my God, I can't believe that we made John Wick and Mike Leach in the same spot. If only in John Wick 4, Mike Leach is somehow involved.
And teaching.
Man, oh man, what a glorious day. D, this is a lot of fun, man.
Always.
Always a lot of fun. Thanks to everybody who called and tweeted in during our abbreviated show tonight. Tyler Zuli, outstanding job, as is your usual standard. We'll be back on the airwaves tomorrow. I think normal time, right? Normal time tomorrow?
I have Jaws with Jason Avant tomorrow.
Yes,
and okay. Ferran Jaworski, so I'll be jumping on at 6.
Okay, yes. And then I'll be on at 7.
Yes.
Rolling until midnight.
Yes.
So there we go.
So we'll be back on Thursday.
We'll be back on Thursday, yes. Mm-hmm. All right, looking forward to that. It'll be a lot of fun. And we'll talk to you later. We are on a 5-hour break. Enjoy the Fanatic at 5 after this on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.